starts the Don and Mike Show.
Participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people, it's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
This guy's gay or not. You know, right, not that there's anything wrong with it.
Not that there's anything wrong.
But this guy has written a book all about the penis.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little like cocktail book. As you can see, it's called The Penis Book.
Mm-hmm.
Has a picture of a banana on the front of it.
Yeah. Right. On the back is a
picture of him.
Oh, that's him?
That's him, naked, holding his book. And then
wow.
As you open the book up, it says, you think you know everything about penises? Bet you didn't know what hospitals do with foreskins after they've been snipped off.
Oh, so it is that kind of book where they're just going to give, like, a trivia book about the penis.
How fortunes were made in the war against wet dreams. The one song you should never whistle at a urinal. Or the woes of working on a hopping penis assembly line. The penis book celebrates the penis like nothing before. So get ready to learn. Whether you're male, female, straight, or gay, the penis book has something for everybody.
Are there pictures?
Yes. Gross. Yuck.
Okay, it's very gay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It's hard to imagine something tinier than a chihuahua can stir up so many emotions. Phone sex, businesses, visits to the shrink, babies, dirty jokes, sleepless nights, and embarrassed giggles, and so much fun. And then it's like, it's a tribute to the penis. I'm going to bet right now this guy is gay.
We'll find out right away.
Yeah. Step right up and drop your pants. It's the moment of truth. Oh, he's got to think about how long the average penis is.
Ah, that now that interests me.
Interesting.
On page number 6, right up front of the book.
Is there like a built-in ruler?
Well, look at it, Mike.
Okay,
so you're actually,
yeah,
you want to like unzip your pants and see how long you are.
Right on the page.
It says the average length of a flaccid penis is 3.7 inches
okay.
with a diameter of 1.25 inches.
Mm-hmm.
The average length of an erect penis, I feel so goddamn gay reading this, is 5.1 inches with a diameter of 1.6 inches.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Penises usually...
That's average, huh?
Yeah.
...usually reach their manly max by the time a male is 17.
Okay.
Okay?
When I was 17, I reached my manly max.
All right, then he writes about penis enlargement surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next article is about... ejaculation.
Oh, no.
Then the next article is Great Balls of Fire.
Ugh. Okay, it's getting a little creepy now.
Then he goes to... Then there are pictures. Okay.
Was that like a tattoo?
Yes.
Picture?
It was a picture of naked men who have their penises tattooed.
Ugh.
Do you think this guy's gay?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Then let me see. And we have...
Lucky, what was that Chinese lady holding?
The Lucky Dragon Penis Factory.
Oh.
It's a woman... You ever seen, like, in Spencer Gifts, those wind-up penises?
Yeah, right, right. Mm-hmm. Didn't Lenny have one of those?
Yeah,
right.
It's the woman who makes those. Right, Rudy's friend,
Lenny. Lenny had one without the feet on it.
Sure.
Okay, then he has an article about the jock strap, circumcision,
mm-hmm.
foreskins,
mm-hmm.
shepherd's hat.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, Buzz says. Oh, Buzz says knowingly.
You can't have a penis book without covering that.
Right, this is maybe the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What is it?
What?
He's got a fold-out where he's got like 50 different guys with their heads chopped off and just their bodies and their penises. You know, this is like Christmas at Homo Joe's house.
You got to give that book. Have to give that book to Homo Joe.
This is the grossest thing I have absolutely ever seen.
Hey, what do you expect? It's the penis book.
I know it is. Oh, and oh my God.
What's this?
Oh, okay. This is just a statue. It's a statue of a guy giving himself a moniker.
You sure it's a statue?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a candle.
My God.
Okay. And you have...
My God.
Urinal etiquette?
I'm curious about that.
Refrain from whistling the man I love while peeing.
Who even knows that? I don't know that.
No.
Avoid the temptation of saying, nice watch you got there.
Oh.
On those occasions when you have to use the little boy urinal, do not get on your knees. Be courteous to people standing behind you. Shake no more than 3 times. Don't hog the hot air dryer trying to dry those last drops on your pants. Hide your puddle with a newspaper or top coat. And then we have something about orgasms. What I'm doing right now is virtually reading the man's entire book here.
It's a short book.
Yeah, it's a very short.
Lots of pictures, big lettering.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Do women prefer big... That's the last part.
Well, what does it say?
Sure.
Do they do?
Yes, it says sure.
Yeah, thank you for reading that chapter.
What do you need to know besides the first word? Sure.
Sure.
It says, do women prefer big...
I thought you were making that up.
No, look at it. It's real big.
Sure. And then like one of those little Kama Sutra pictures.
Yeah. That's the first word. That's all I had to read. Sure.
Sure.
Okay, then you have guaranteed turn-ons. I guess these are for
women?
I don't know. Let me see. Getting your armpits licked. Isn't that a turn-on for
I don't know.
Delicious mix of perfume and sweat.
Now, wait a minute. I'm totally confused.
24 guaranteed turn-ons.
For men or women?
It doesn't say. It just has a picture of a penis.
Very generic.
Right.
Very asexual.
A slap across the ass.
Or hypersexual.
Right.
A perfect smile, having your underwear ripped off. Letting the neighbors watch you have sex.
Oh, boy. Interesting. Well, it's going to be an interesting conversation.
The sound of a wailing saxophone. A bag full of naughty toys. A wandering toe.
Yeah, I know you hate the feet.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the wandering toe.
Yeah. All right, well, okay. Let me see. Let's drive me wild.
Now this is interesting. Oh, this is the first thing I've seen. This book's really interesting. It's about animals and their penises.
Okay.
Gorillas may top the scales at 600 pounds, but a gorilla's erect senile is only 2 inches long.
Really?
Wow.
I had no idea. I never would have known that.
A whale's senile. 9 feet.
My God.
Pigs' genitals
are curly.
Are nature's corkscrews.
Right.
With a twist that spirals up to 18 inches. This is why we call it screwing.
Right.
Okay, let me see. An elephant's sunny.
Huge.
When he has a shiru, is 4 feet long and weighs 100 pounds. A giraffe's sunny rises 19 feet. And sports a 24-inch...
Oh, my God.
An octopus's penis resides on one of its 8 tentacles. When it's time to mate, the entire penis arm detaches and tracks down a female.
Detaches?
Wow. Yeah. After copulation, the penis dies but remains attached to the female.
So that's they're good for one time.
One time only.
Boy.
One time only.
Too bad for the octopi.
All right, well, let's get this guy on the line.
The author of the penis book is with us.
Joseph Cohen. You know what I've just realized, Mike? That the guy on the back cover, the guy who's naked, this is not actually Joseph. This is Joseph on the inside. Flap.
All right, yeah, because we really, when we saw that picture and the subject was penises, we immediately thought, are you gay? And, of course, that's a logical question to a man who would devote an entire book to a penis. And, you know, of course, it is your personal life, but I'd love to know. Are you gay?
You want to know everything about my personal life. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am.
Okay.
And I think it might have given me a little bit of a closer look at the subject.
Is the book designed for all men, or is it kind of targeted at gay men?
Definitely the former, and the book is actually targeted at all women too.
Okay.
I'm finding that most of the people buying the book are women. They're either buying it for their husbands, or tons of young women are buying it for their girlfriends who are getting married.
I would imagine you're selling a lot of copies of this.
Joseph, I got to ask you about a picture I just stumbled upon.
Go for it.
It's like a picture of an African dude. And look at this. It looks like an elephant.
They're called penis shields, penis caps. And there
what the hell is that? Let me see that. I'm sorry. I got to look
closer. It looks like the guy has got a carrot coming out where his penis should be.
The all-purpose they out there. But a lot of tribes, further afield than the United States here, will decorate their dinglings with gourds. Sometimes they use old sardine cans, believe it or not, that they wrap around their peckers.
Jesus.
And this is what they wear. And it's kind of wild. I guess you never have to worry about, what the latest style or what's in, what's out.
Now, this book has been on the bookstore shelves for how long?
It's been out for about 2 months now, and it is selling like hotcakes.
Wait till the Christmas season.
I call it, I used to call it the big stocking stuffer, but I think I'm going to call it the big jockstrap stuffer now. And people are fascinated by it. And I think, they learn a lot of things. Like one thing that I never knew until I started working on this book is what they do with foreskins after they snip them off.
Okay, what do they do with foreskins after they snip them off in the hospital?
Well, I used to think that they just ditched them, or shipped them over to the local calamari factory.
Stop it. Now that grossed me out.
This guy's okay.
Oh, God.
The next time you get some squingili.
God, you're killing me. This guy's okay.
But what they do, these hospitals, is they sell the foreskins to biotech companies that use the live skin cells to create artificial skin for burn victims and stuff like that.
Okay. And the foreskin, because of its delicate nature, works very well for that type of thing?
Well, also that, but it's also the most omnipresent, availability, omnipresent. How's that for a word? I mean, they're always available.
Yeah, because, you're getting circumcisions every day.
And it's great with some cocktail sauce.
Yeah, that's how cocktail sauce got its name.
Well, I like a little marinara sauce, frankly.
But it's crazy, the whole debate about circumcision going on these days.
That goes back and forth, doesn't it?
Well, so are you guys circumcised?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can ask me questions. I can ask you questions. Equal opportunity here. But
All right, Braggett. Are you circumcised?
With the last name of Cohen?
Of course he is. Yeah. Yes, of course.
But
there was a
voice. If I had a choice now, I'd probably go thumbs down.
Really?
Because,
why?
It's not really. I mean, there is a big brouhaha going on. There are people screaming there that guys have been totally violated without having a say in the matter.
Let me ask you something. From the gay man's perspective,
yeah.
which do you find, and let's see the word that I want to use there, prettier, the uncircumcised or the circumcised?
I like that word cut. I'd say a cut penis.
Yeah. Well, women, I think women by and large feel the same way.
Yeah,
I
mean, there's something about turtlenecks that is still a little, a handful or a moment.
Yeah, I always thought of it as somewhat of a cheese factory, frankly.
Well, I got that whole tribute to Smegma further on in the book there.
Oh, God, he's got everything in
the book. You write in your book that Arnold Schwarzenegger has a long one and Brad Pitt has a short one. How do you know that?
Well, you read the whole thing. You're missing a couple of things.
All right. Schwarzenegger has a long one, Brad Pitt has a short one, Madonna doesn't have one, and the Pope never uses his.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
What is it? Well, of course it's...
Answer?
Sunny.
Right?
Now look upside down.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute.
I know the
a last name.
A last name.
Okay.
You hear that actually Brad Pitt has a short one, but who knows?
What about Milton Berle? You know anything about Milton Berle?
Everyone asked me about Milton Berle.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's not like I've, measured his inseam there.
Right.
But that old cucka, as we say, has supposedly has like this gigantic schlong.
Big wiener, right.
Big wiener. And I saw him on TV the other day. God, he, I hate to think what the, you know how old guys that get the droopiest testicles in the world when they get older?
Yeah. Maybe he requires some special assistance to not drag on the ground.
By some cute young nurse or something there.
Let me just read one more excerpt from the book. Now, this is a good one. Speaking of wieners and stuff. In the New York City phone directory. Now, is this true?
I counted every name. That is a hoot. When you think of the names that people walk around with.
There are four peckers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One pecker man. 25 dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Two Cox, last name.
C-O-X.
Spelled the bad
way. Oh, really?
Name.
Okay.
Two Cockburns. 12 Woodies. One Salami. One Pricket. Four Hoses. One Piss Man. 295 francs, 85 balls, one ball man, 118 dongs, 124 wieners.
124 wieners, huh?
And in the New York City telephone directory, there are four guys, I guess the guys with the last name, Hardon.
No, we can't even assume they're guys.
Or maybe they pronounce it Hardon, H-A-R-D-O-N, though.
Pretty amazing.
Now, what's your last name?
You don't even want to know.
You don't want to know our last name.
I had a cousin, actually, my first cousin, who married a Peckerman.
That's pretty. That is really something to go through life with.
The kids got so taunted in elementary school, they changed the name to Parker.
That's smart. Yeah. I think it's very smart.
Your book, where can it be? Is it like on Amazon.com?
It's totally on Amazon.com. People can order it there, as I think no one's going to bookstores these days. And they can preview it on the website, www.thepenisbook.com.
Now, in your book, I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
The most, in all of your research, and obviously there was painstaking research.
Painstaking.
The one fact, what is the one single fact you think that is the most unique fact that people wouldn't know about the penis?
Well, actually, I think the foreskin thing was pretty darn amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
I was just totally, there's a lot of stuff. I just got a big laugh that there are people who spend their entire career measuring how far the vagina travels.
And who are those people?
Some horny, no-good son of a guns there. I don't know. I mean, Masters and Johnson certainly had their fingers and their eyeballs up everyone's whatever there.
Curiosity, what is the record?
Well, the record... Now, listen to this one. I have updated it for the second edition. And the first book, the furthest medically recorded, not the speed, but the distance, was 11.7 inches. But I think if we all reflect back in time when we had enough gusto in our tsunami to, hit the ceiling there, that seems kind of low. So I upped it to 23 and a half inches. I just decided that's the number.
23 and a half inches.
That's the world record?
That's
God damn, I should call Guinness. I'm serious. I should call the Guinness Book of Records.
But give me your distance there.
Now you're grossing me out, okay? Now you're really... You got way too excited about that.
I'm serious.
Way too. I don't care if you're serious.
Well, you guys don't sound like you're snoring there.
You knocked down a door once.
But again, the average speed of the ship, according to experts, is 25 miles an hour.
Well, I have no idea how fast mine is.
That's right. And, who has the radar gun? Boy, that must be real tough.
Now, listen, Joe, we'll give your book another plug here. Your book is called The Penis Book, and it's on Amazon.com.
And www.thepenisbook.com.
And it's pretty damn funny. And
yeah, it's pretty good. I think it's a really good book. Conversation piece.
Considering it's about penises, it's very tasteful and pretty irreverent and informative, and it's only $9.95, so it's a deal.
Well, we recommend it. Well, Joe, thank you for coming on the show.
It's been a pleasure.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Joe Cohen.
There he is.
He's funny. The author of the penis. He is funny.
He's very funny.
That is, and it's a funny book. It really is. Yeah.
I'm really going to have to tell Frida to get out the old yardstick.
I don't get that 23 inches being a record.
He said he made that number up because he didn't think 11 was adequate, so he personally just raised
23
it to 23.
Inches. What? That
just under 2 feet. Right.
Yeah, right. That's not... Right.
That was my point. That's why I was so excited. Chance to be a world record holder. Think about it.
I think you would share that record with a lot of other people.
Well,
I really think that all, I don't want to get into it.
Okay, then you got mad at me for getting excited.
I know. I just think that I would be curious to know what the legitimate record would possibly be if there was ever that kind of competition. But there were two disc jockeys that did that. Didn't they do that somewhere? And it was
right. Gross. I mean, that is gay.
We're definitely, our 5% came out a little bit there.
No, that's a hetero thing. And all guys do that. Guys, ride the baloney pony.
I think all guys probably would also, when that moment comes, when I want to put this as delicately as I can.
The moment of geesh?
Yeah, when that moment comes and they have thrown the discus further than they normally throw it.
Right.
Well, I know that most guys probably would be like me and just be kind of, hey, not bad.
Right.
You're kind of, I think it speaks as to the intensity of the moment.
Right.
Your virility.
Right. I would imagine that on occasion, wouldn't be out of line for a guy to actually stand up and go one, two, three, with his feet.
Yeah.
Like to kind of the...
Careful. Right.
1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot, four. I mean, to actually measure out...
Or take a tape measure and go from back over his head.
Well, okay. Well, the way you shoot, I guess so.
What do you shoot, straight down at the floor?
Generally,
I'm talking about, you know, we're obviously talking about if you're, you know, we're really getting into a weird territory. What I'm saying is there are two times that would happen. When you're with someone, of course,
and
or when
thinking,
you're with alone.
I'm thinking you would only measure yourself when you're by yourself when you're doing that.
Okay, then if it was by yourself, for me, it would be this direction.
Really, up over your head?
Well, up in this direction. Due to the fact that...
Not me. With me, it's like hitting a home run. Because... The other way.
Really?
Goes out in front of me.
More forward.
Well, it's the angle of, it's the angle of the rifle that is responsible for the trajectory of that.
I guess so. But I'm just knocking him out of the park like that. Mm. I'll invite you over sometime.
Jesus. That's unusual.
I don't think that's unusual.
I think...
Buzz?
Yes?
Are you lying down or sitting down?
Sitting, never lying down.
See, I'd be
always sitting up.
I'd be reclining.
Okay.
So that has
something. Okay, but that has everything to do with
it. Yeah, that has everything.
Because I'm always sitting up.
Sitting, then mine would go in the same.
Right, then you would be.
Over the center field wall.
Right. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So if you do that, I have to ask, because if you are in that particular position,
yeah,
how do you, make sure that there is a protective batting cage to catch something, or do you simply let it go?
Fourth of July time. Fourth of July gross. Time. My wife called the show that one time. Said she
that's
was
right.
Furniture. She found some DNA.
Oh,
if that's the case, you should turn out the light sometime and take a black light around the room.
Really?
And you'll be able to see where you've been.
Is that true?
Of course it's true. He knows everything about sex.
Well, the police do that.
But it's not like they take a black light poster thing. Is that what they use?
Yeah, it's a black light.
Really?
Basically.
Only he would know that.
Ultraviolet light.
Only Buzz would come up with that.
Sure.
My God.
Look at him like, yeah, sure. Like, what, you rookies didn't know that?
That's detective work, man. That's how detectives work.
All right, Mark Furman, thank you.
I'll tell you right now, if you've got like a plain colored carpet and you take the black light out and it starts to look like you've got a leopard skin rug, you might want to get a carpet cleaner in there.
Let's just take a change. The topic now. I'm getting noogie about it. I mean, I'm fine thinking about me with it. I'm not so fine thinking about you guys. With that. And if you really want to get nauseous, mm-hmm. think about taking that black light thing Buzz was just talking about into a motel room. If you really want to get sick.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Bro, you'd never go to any, you know, you'd do it into a regular hotel room.
Listen, it's time for, anywhere in the hotel room.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What are you
they got
the bitch.
She got a great ass. And you got your hair all the way up it.
Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show. They got culture. They got culture coming out of their asses. Don and Mike.
Dennis is here. If any girl wants to come down to suck on his stump.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you want to say?
Let's get extra security.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Robert.
Twat. Coochie. Poontang. Muffin. Biscuit. Pizza. Panocha.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful thoughts.
Yeah, I didn't know that the ice cream store had added more flavors.
Speaking of Dennis, bring him in. I have a letter to read to him, even if the girl's not going to suck on his stump.
He's wearing his special T-shirt, of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, my brothers.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, Jennifer Aniston is topless in Vanity Fair.
Does she have her hands over her nipples?
I'm not sure about that.
She's wearing a see-through blouse, I think, that's wet.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Not thick enough. Mm-hmm. I got these reports a year ago when Jennifer Aniston was on the cover. Hi, Dennis.
Hello, Donald.
When Jennifer Aniston was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and everybody called and said Jennifer Aniston's topless, except she had her hands over the best part.
Sure. Yeah, and so it really doesn't count, does it? And
I'm not sure if it just came out, so I just...
And if she's in a wet T-shirt, that wouldn't count either. I just want to see her topless. But thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. This picture is more revealing, though, and I think it will reveal what you really want to see.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. I haven't seen the picture. I need to buy that magazine.
Hey, Rob, do you have the disinfectant spray? I'm not saying anything. Did I say anything?
No.
I didn't say anything to you, did I?
Hello, David.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, I'm the one that can shoot my love lotion 15 feet. I'm desperate to come in there, man. I want to suck on Dennis's stump.
No.
You could come down and suck on Dennis's stump. Now, you got to get here fast. Where are you, Dave?
I'm like 10 minutes away. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
If I put a shot glass in Dennis's mouth, can I do target practice and you guys can judge
no,
me?
No. No, enough with the shooting of your, you know, your gentleman's relish.
I'm teasing you guys. I'm far away. It'd take me about an hour to get there.
Just as well.
Goodbye.
We would have let him come down and suck your stump, Dennis.
Yes. Now, Dennis's stump is still available. Can I ask you a fashion question?
Yes.
Why don't you buy a larger size pant so that your pants... You see how his pants are folding over on the top?
Yes.
Yeah. See that?
Yeah.
You're just a mess.
What I should do is have the shirt over my...
Yes, have the shirt untucked. That's right.
That's a much casual... That's a much more casual look that becomes you.
Okay, but, just my luck. I'm not looking like me. I don't know...
Well, we like you, Dennis. We like you fine.
Okay.
And I got a lot of hair from a guy who likes you.
Oh.
A guy who's incarcerated, a guy in prison.
Okay. Oh, my God.
His name is James Greenwell Jr.
All right.
And he is in prison in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, God.
And he writes you this letter.
I'm amazed that Dennis has actually gotten prison mail. We normally have prison mail for our young, boyish interns.
And he writes, hello and welcome, Dennis Murphy.
Hi.
I just want to point out that the penmanship and the grammar, as you can see, it's awful. It's like a third grade letter. This guy's obviously been in prison a long time.
But he's obviously got something to say to Dennis.
Hello, Dennis. My name is James O. Greenwell, Jr. I am writing to you because of your work on the Don and Mike Show, Dennis. You are a FN star for Don and Mike Show.
Oh, thank you, Dennis.
Dennis, I love hear about you and all your girlfriends in your life, Dennis.
What girlfriend?
I think I can help you find a good girlfriend. Dennis, I have got lots of time on my hands, so I can find magazines to help you find Lady to Marry. Here is a magazine for you, Dennis. It called Cherry Blossoms. Dennis,
I think I know this magazine.
Look up address on internet and see how you like it, friend. Dennis, I am a 49-year-old, 5'10", and 175-pound man. I have baby blue eyes.
Oh, boy.
I love country life, and I am a farm boy at heart. Dennis, I am looking for a pen pal to write.
Oh, man.
My reading and writing any good, but like writing friend. Dennis, can I call you my friend, you FN star? Oh, Dennis, I have been in prison for 25 years. I have no family left to write to, so I need a friend to write. I hope to hear from you very soon. Dennis, my favorite things to do are cooking, good movies, and long walks in countryside. I hope that we will be good friends. Dennis, don't judge me because I'm in prison. Yes. Dennis, it is my first time being locked up in my life, Dennis.
But he's been locked up for 25 years. Which would indicate there was probably something really bad that went down.
If you want to know why I'm in prison, write me back, and I will tell you about my case, Dennis.
To be fair.
Here is some help for you in your sex life.
Okay.
I have read addresses in swinger magazines. You will like ladies in swinger magazines. And ladies like to F, don't they, Dennis?
I don't know.
So why don't you find a swinger magazine?
I think perhaps we're talking about a sex crime now.
A good magazine for you is called Get Kinky. I think you will like it. I do.
Yeah.
You will have addresses from Maryland, D.C., Delaware, Virginia, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania.
You got a friend, then.
And it is $7. In closing, my friend, I hope my addresses can help you find good love, Dennis. P.S., please write me back if I have helped you, Dennis.
That is so nice.
From
hey, there you go, Dennis.
James Greenwell, who is inmate number 134388, and he is in Marietta, Georgia, which is right outside of Atlanta.
You've got a brand new friend.
Oh, thanks a lot. I got a prison guy who wrote me... Well, come on, Creole box.
Oh, really? A prison guy.
To come to interview him and quit.
And he also sent you some other paraphernalia.
Oh, okay.
For instance, this little ad which says, "Do you enjoy swinging with couples? Many private clubs throughout the country have opened their doors to singles. And then it has a number to send, you know, where you send your visa, and they send you back a list of people who will swing. And you're supposed to check who you want to swing with. Here are some of the choices.
This is amazing.
Younger women who dig older men, well-built women, dominant women,
right.
Women with big knockers, women with little knockers,
mm-hmm.
Women with very hairy mounds, married men seeking married women, blondes, brunettes, redhead,
mounds.
Black foxes who do it with white guys,
there you go,
white women who dig black dudes, women who are bi or lesbian,
dirty Edwards,
and you and or herself.
Hey, there you go, Dennis.
Women who cheat on their husbands, women seeking expert P-U-S-S eaters.
Right.
Women who like 69ers. Women who are clean-shaven. Swinging couples. Submissive women. Women into heels, stockings. Women seeking married men. Women into French. Women into Greek. Women with large or oversized... I can't say the word.
You can't?
Rhymes with zits. Women seeking couples for threesomes. Combos. Sisters. Moms and daughters.
Mm.
Women into all cultures. Party girls for group action. Two women seeking to service one man. Women who give and receive enemas. Women who love golden showers. Transvestites, transsexuals, bi and gay males. Erotic Asian women. Fuller figured women. Women who are nymphomaniacs. Stewardesses and traveling women. Indicate state or region.
Oh, my God.
So, it's a big, wide, wonderful world, isn't it?
Sure. Well, you would know more than we would, Buzz.
Good, Buzz.
So, Dennis, here you go. Here's the list, and here's...
Thanks to Mr. Greenwell.
Here's the letter, and there you go.
Not to be confused with Mr. Blackwell.
That's all for you, Dennis.
25 years in the joint for Mr. Greenwell.
But write him. He'll tell you why he's there.
Dennis, I think you should write him at least one letter just to find that out.
Yeah, I will, Mike.
That's a good idea.
I'm calling.
Why are you sorry?
Why are you sorry?
Yeah, it's been a sad day for you. Nobody wants to suck your sink. When's the next time you're going to the dentist, just out of curiosity?
Actually, I have a clinical health.
No,
you don't.
No.
Yes, I do.
You hadn't been to the dentist in 8 years.
I know, but I went to go see Alan J. Binscott.
Who is that? Is that the dentist?
Okay. Alan J. Binscott from Corona Park, Maryland.
And we spoke to him on the air, and didn't he say that there was much work yet to be done?
Okay, he said I could use a root canal or two.
Or three or four.
Come on, guy, you know.
His teeth look like Wolfen. You ever see that movie with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah,
he's really a Wolfen teeth.
Well, you know, let me see that again, because it looks like... He cleaned them up a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Those are in better shape than the last time I saw you.
I told you, I got a clean bill of health.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, you talk better when you do that.
I know, but I could get an operation to get this gun, but I don't want a gun.
You don't want to be have that permanent Joker smile.
I just want to say something. The sheep's head that was in here had nicer teeth than Dennis Murphy. I swear to God. That sheep's head that had been decapitated had nicer teeth.
The lower ones are the problem, right? The lower ones are the problem?
The lower ones are always going to
come. We see the lower ones?
The lower ones are the problem.
You should just air the show with your teeth today, Dennis.
Come on, God.
You have a chance of winning.
But the thing is, the teeth, my uppers are great, but my bottom knees can work.
Yes, you need a lot of
work. Go back to him. So, isn't he doing it for free? You plugged him twice.
No, he did the cleaning for free. My coke is doing okay, too.
All right, take your shoes off. Let us see your diseased feet.
We're just going to check Dennis out completely.
Because you remember not long ago, we looked at Dennis's toes.
Watch it.
Hold on, let me see them. Bring him over here. Let me see him over here. Come over here. Let me see your toes. Dennis has awful toe fungus.
And Dennis, I just want to say I'm so happy you wore moccasins without socks today.
You know, whereas before they were mustard color, now they are simply, the toenails are gray colored.
And I just figured out something.
What?
I just figured out the next bet. I have the solution for the next bet. It's a real easy one.
What?
The next, hold on a second. The next bet we have of any significance.
With you and me, right? What is it? What?
One of us will have to smell the inside of
of Dennis's shoe.
Not his shoe, his moccasin. if it ever comes up. You know, it comes up.
All right, that's gross.
Yes.
That's gross. Your feet look awful.
But you're getting better.
Every Every one of your toes. Every one of your toes is diseased with fungus.
But Gaku Ben Po has gone a work.
Not enough, Dennis.
There's more to be done. You want to follow up. Just don't blow it off like the dentist.
I am currently taking Lamisil.
Okay.
Well, yeah, double the dosage.
I cried, but I was getting rashes up and down my leg.
You know what? I would live with the rashes to get rid of the toenail fungus. How could you possibly go to the beach in the summer? What do you wear, hard shoes at the beach?
No,
moccasins.
I wear sandals, but I put my feet in the sand.
Well, gotcha. So keep taking the stuff and keep going to the dentist, because these are medical professionals you've met through the show that can help you.
No, they are helping me, guys.
Right, here's a question. Here's a question for Dennis on the telephone. Here we go. Johnny, you have a question for Dennis Murphy, major effing star?
Yes, I was wondering how many teeth does he have left in his mouth?
Out of the original 32, how many do you have? 28. Hello, Arthur.
Yes.
Arthur.
How are you, Don?
Doing great.
How are you, Mike?
I'm wonderful.
Dennis, this is Austin, your friend. You remember me?
Oh, are you the one who bought my underwear?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
This guy on the telephone paid $40. Paid $40 for Dennis's stained underpants one time.
That's my buddy. I love Dennis.
Hey, oh, that's great. I'm glad you love him, sir.
What have you done with the underwear, sir?
I've given them my souvenir.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out which smells worse. Dennis's hot breath or that lamb's head that was in here before.
I know. It's just been a cacophony of scents today.
I used soap before I came in here.
What's that?
Soap.
I don't know if it's coming from your feet or your mouth, but what I'm getting is the smell of death.
Dennis, there is a smell in here. There's more to God there is.
And I'm pretty sure it's breath odor. It's breath odor.
There is an odor.
And it's one of those root canals that you just get back to the dentist and get all those taken care of. I'm not trying. Dennis, and I swear to God, it wasn't always like this.
Listen, take your prison mail.
Don?
Yes.
You know what I do with Dennis' underwear? I frame it and hang it in my living room.
He's got his underwear. Dennis, your underwear in this case. What?
I frame it and hang it in my living room.
Very smart man you are, Arthur. Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye, Arthur.
Can I suck on Dennis Robin's stump?
Can you suck on his stump?
Yes.
If you can come down here before the end of the show, you can.
Hey, Don, are you going to kind of see me? Am I going to win?
Oh, it depends what grade you would get, Arthur.
Huh?
All right, goodbye.
There he is.
All right, Dennis will be here. Dennis, you go back to the green room, just chill.
Can I come?
Of course you can. What would you like to say?
Can I just mention...
Your T-shirt or your website?
My website.
Go ahead, plug away.
DennisMurphy.com for all you people in New York, California, and everything. And if you don't have a credit card, you can buy my stuff via the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 3705, Silver Spring, Maryland, 2091.
It's his breath. It's the breath. It's the breath. When he went into the hard cell, I smelled him.
Oh, come on, guys.
No, it's your breath. Your breath is awful, Dennis. It's death breath. Now go back to the green room, get a beverage.
DennisMurphy.com.
And maybe someone will show up to suck your stump.
There he goes, wearing his Dennis Murphy is a major effing star T-shirt and his moccasins without socks.
those toenails.
Yeah, that's not good.
Awful.
That can't help.
No.
He should be wearing sneakers with white socks.
He should be wearing clean shoes and clean socks every day. I mean, every day he should put on a new pair of socks and a new pair of shoes. Every day.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't help the fungus.
No.
Because those aren't, it's not like those are brand new moccasins.
Hello, Pat.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I was just curious. I never met Dennis and probably never will, but what could smell worse, his feet, his underwear, or his breath?
Based on today, I would say his breath.
Breath is winning today. Breath has crossed the finish line.
Kissed him for that long of a time.
Yeah, we had a girl kiss him. Right. How long did a girl kiss him for? Jesus.
A good long time, like a half an hour.
Jesus. Mm. Yeah, to win the hot tub. Mm-hmm. Hello, Rick.
Yes, hello.
Hi, buddy.
I like to eat Cool Whip out of his shoes and enjoy.
If you could come down today... I mean, like now.
I'm in my car right now.
Where are you at?
I am in D.C., so I'm not too far from you guys.
Traffic is a bitch today. You won't make it, but I'll just throw that out.
Full covers.
That's an excellent idea.
Here's after Wednesday. La, la, la.
That is an excellent idea for anybody out there. If you want to stop by a convenience store and pick up some Cool Whip.
Or Ready Whip, something out of a can.
Right. If someone would be willing to eat out of Dennis's moccasin.
Or pudding.
know, anything you want to put, it's of that consistency.
You know, I don't know if we could. Before you run out and do it, I don't know if we could, because they wouldn't let the guy drink the water that Dennis's feet had been in.
You're right, absolutely. So too much disease.
They wouldn't be able to. Maybe we could just use gravy. Just put some gravy in Dennis's moccasins.
Same thing as the whipped cream.
I guess so, right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike, this is Hans.
Yes, Hans.
Are his feet, like, really green-colored? I mean, you got to describe them to us, because I'm really getting sick.
His toes, when he originally came in to show us the fungus, were the color of Goulden's mustard. Now they are more like the color of concrete.
They're a light olive green. They're a very olive drab color, grayish. Wouldn't it be grayish green?
Yes, a grayish hue with an olive green, not a Kelly green.
Yes,
an olive green.
And at the end of the nail, it is kind of cracked and whitish.
Yes.
I think right now I'm ready for breakfast.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Glad we could clear that up for you.
Well, if only Dennis could clear up a few things.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Mike, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your life. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
The Don and Mike Show. Pride, love, greed, gluttony, wrath, envy, vengeance, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Charlie Broyhill, right there. I will take the love test.
The love test.
Buzz, you got it yet?
Yeah, you have it.
All right, Buzz has it. You know, we now have it on two different screens. Actually, a screen in the studio and a screen in KOB's room.
And they apparently are asking questions to get through to the test, right? You have to have a little screening thing.
Some kind of sign-in session. Right. Now we're back on the web.
Yes.
I'll give this address out when we're done with this. So everybody else can take these quizzes. Okay, I'm ready to take the love test.
The first thing it wants to know is your year of birth.
1958.
Okay, 50 and 8. And your sex, male or female? Male.
Male.
Your choices are, and everyone knows it, although I look like Janet Reno.
And everyone knows it.
Yeah, I know. Zip code, that's in. Your relationship status, your choices would be either married and monogamous or married and cheating. Or married and being cheated on.
Married and being cheated on. No, married and monogamous.
Okay, very good. And the next question only has one possible answer. The question is, are you gay, straight, bisexual, or lesbian? And the only option is yes, so I'll check that for you. Have you ever spanked someone with intent to arouse, yes or no?
No.
Are you a virgin?
No.
How emotionally satisfied do you feel these days?
Excuse me, point of order.
Yes?
The woman that was in our show, the intent was to arouse her when she was hypnotized, the lady that you spanked. Do you remember her?
Uh-uh.
What show? Remember that lady we used to have on the show? She was, I think she was hypnotized or something.
Oh, with the red hair.
And she was spanked.
But really spanked her.
No, you were shaking her hand.
Was it spanking?
No.
Rob's right. When I shook her hand, she got an orgasm.
Right. Didn't you spank somebody to arouse them on the show?
I really don't think so.
Okay, all right.
But you're right. When we had that hypnotist in, whenever I shook this woman's hand, she had an orgasm.
That's right. I'm sorry.
How emotionally satisfied?
41% bastard.
Only 41%.
How emotionally satisfied do you feel these days? Very satisfied, not too satisfied, or unsatisfied?
Very.
And how sexually satisfied do you feel these days? Very, not too, or un?
Very.
How do you feel about your love situation? Very, not too, or un?
Very.
Have you ever used a personal service or even browsed a personal service in hopes of starting a relationship?
Yes. I browsed.
Of course, I did, but it's getting the cowboy hat.
What about for sex? Did you use such a browser for sex?
No.
Okay. At this key juncture in your life, which is more important, sex or love?
Love.
And which is more important, success or immediate pleasure?
Success.
My man.
How often do you consume alcohol? There are five choices. Never at all, never in excess, sometimes I get railed, I like getting drunk, or ooh, liver.
Sometimes I get railed.
All right.
Do you think drunken sex with someone you hardly care about can be construed as spiritually acceptable by God, the Lord, our Savior, whose Son died for our sins?
Yes.
The answers are,
yes.
I don't understand, I like drunken sex, or I dislike drunken sex.
Then I like drunken sex.
Okay. The next section is true-false. It's okay to turn a condom inside out and use it again. True or false?
False.
Love at first sight is possible.
True.
Love over the internet is possible.
False.
Very good. At your age, long-distance relationships are okay. True or false?
False.
Sex toys are cool.
False.
And so are genital warts. True or false?
False.
All right. The female G-spot exists. True or false?
On my wife?
Just whether it exists.
True.
The male G-spot exists. True or false?
True. It's in my pants right now.
It's okay to date two people exclusively at the same time as long as they don't know about each other. True or false?
True.
Prostitution should be legalized everywhere. True or false?
True.
True. Abortion is a woman's right to choose. True or false?
True.
The most important thing in life is happiness. True or false?
True.
Intelligence is important. True or false? Very general statement.
I'm happy with a lot of stupid people I know. False.
And beauty is a state of mind. True or false?
Oh, man, there's some beautiful phlegm.
Yeah.
That's beautiful phlegm in your throat. Beauty is a state of mind. That is true.
Okay. Therefore, fat people must be weak-minded. True or false?
True.
Next section.
Oh, you weak-minded fatties.
More stuff about you. Do you like children, yes or no?
Yes.
What about pets? Which is better? Choose one of the following three. Dog, cat, neither. They are weak, small creatures without value.
Dog.
There you go. How sexually attracted are you to women? The four choices are not at all, just a little, an average amount, a lot.
A lot.
And men, not at all, just a little, an average amount, or a lot.
An average amount. No. I'm not.
Okay, not at all. Would you let someone put a leash on you and drag you around naked on your linoleum floor? Yes or no?
No.
Say something interesting. I'll type it in.
Eat me.
It's easy. Okay. You got that in there quick. He flies on that keyboard. Would you enjoy talking about sex with a complete stranger over email or inside a chat room? Yes or no?
No.
Would you meet that person in person?
No.
Have you ever gone on a blind date?
Yes.
If so, did it work out?
No.
Do you consider yourself beautiful?
No.
No. Does it really matter what other people think about your looks, yes or no?
Yes.
Are you just saying that because you're ugly, yes or no?
Yes.
Look within yourself and forget your gender. Do you feel more like a man or a woman?
A man.
Do many people know...
Come on.
Just kidding.
Bastard. 41% bastard.
41% bastard. Do many people know the real you, yes or no?
No.
And do you think the Pope's every time...
You know that I think the answer to that is yes.
All right. And now the next section, which... It starts with, what drives you? By the way, sorry about that last Pope question. For real, are you religious?
Yes.
Okay. If so, then who created God in the first place? Four choices. No one did. He transcends time. God created himself, you heathen. God was conceived at a big bang, or there is no God.
That first one you said.
No one did. He transcends time. Does death scare you, yes or no?
No.
What about loneliness?
Nope.
Do you like to watch sports on television?
Yes.
Do you usually wear tight clothes?
No.
Do you care if someone you're dating wears tight clothes?
Yes.
Do you get jealous easily?
Yes.
Are heated arguments a healthy part of love?
Yes.
Are you ever wrong, you a-hole?
No. No.
Have you ever had a hickey that bled?
Oh, God.
Ew.
No.
Number 60, the author says, me neither. Number 61, and finally, which is sexiest, confidence, beauty, or intelligence?
confidence.
And now here come, let's just finish the test. Okay, they want you to pick a name. Do you want to make one up? You want to use Geronimo? What would you like to use?
Put Donnie with an I. D-O-N-N-I.
Donnie, that's the way he has it on his restaurant.
Just D-O-N-I.
And what password would you like to use?
Twat.
Okay.
T-W-A-T.
Let me confirm.
Johnny Twat with you.
You sure that's enough letters for the password? Might have to put a number after those letters.
It doesn't state a minimum.
Donnie Twat with you. Good looking Monday.
Twat 58.
Here on the Twat Show.
Okay, I'll put
Twat a... time, 41 past the hour. I'm a big twat. Good afternoon. Donnie Twat. My name's Donnie Twat. D-O-N-I-T-W-A-T. Wow.
Okay, here come the results, we think.
Okay, here we go.
Put away the lotion. You have a love rating of 58%.
Wow. There you go. Okay.
Your remaining 42% is essentially lust and sexual greed.
Thank you. Is that all it says?
The rest are charts and graphs. You look good. Oh, and the answer is yes, the Pope.
Every time. Of course he does. He's a man, flesh and bones. So that's it? I mean, Mike gets this whole big thing about being 41% bastard. That's all I get?
They've got graphs. It says the blue bar is how much you want and need love. The red bar is how much you just want sex. So you did balance more toward love than sex. You have more blue than red.
That's going to be good.
It says, okay.
Save that, print that one out for your wife.
Now, this doesn't make sense to me. It says more about you as interpreted by us. Morality, 2. Love experience, 8. Sex experience, 6. Intelligence, 6.
Huh?
Well, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. That's just
all
what
right.
It says.
Whatever.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not as good as the bastard test.
No. There are numbers there, but what's the scale?
They don't give a scale.
All right.
Not here.
Buzz, very quickly, go to the sex quiz.
All right.
Just go to the sex quiz.
And
we'll have you take the sex quiz.
All right. The sex quiz. Here it is.
Here we go. You
it's
got
ready.
It? All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I know. I just had to click on another button to get a little farther.
KOB.
All right, here we go. Section 1, biology. Did you know there are actually two types of humans? The slightly larger and less intelligent kind, males, have protruding external genitalia called penises that are used for making important life decisions.
This is land of the
nerd. I don't like that one.
Okay.
Go to the ass quiz.
All right. Let me go to the ass quiz.
That's probably the only one that's been any good is was the bastard.
Where
pass.
I found out that I was 41% bastard,
right.
which I'm pretty happy about, frankly.
Well, you should be.
You know, I'd like to, if it didn't take so goddamn long, I'd just rather take the bastard test.
Well, the bastard, you could take the bastard. He could do it quicker with
60
you.
Questions, though.
That's
all right,
lot.
Go back to the bastard. Let me see if I'm as big a bastard as Mike is.
Okay, hang on. I just got us the ass quiz.
All right.
Now it's a competition.
Which looked pretty good, by the way.
All right.
Go back to the bastard quiz.
All right.
Go in my belly.
All right, let's fly through this, though, Buzz.
All right.
I'm 41.
Yes, I remember.
Name is Donnie Twat.
I don't even ask for that this time.
That's T-W-A-T.
All right, here we go. Section 1, rage. First question. Have you ever called someone a bad name?
Yes.
Have you ever spit on someone?
No.
Have you ever pushed anyone?
Yes.
Have you ever been in an argument?
Yes.
What about a fist fight?
No.
Are you capable of punching someone in the face?
No.
Have you ever watched a fist fight?
Yes.
Do you watch televised boxing or wrestling?
No.
Okay, next section.
I don't.
You watch televised boxing? You watch televised boxing? We've talked about fights.
It's not have you, do you? I interpret that as do you, like on a regular basis. I don't.
You rent fights. You get pay-per-view fights.
Right. Put yes on that, then.
I did. Number 9, do catastrophes sometimes excite you?
Yes.
What about car accidents? Are you one of those guys who slows down to see the flames?
Yes.
Have you seen a Faces of Death video?
Yes.
Have you been to a strip joint?
Yes.
Do you own a gun?
No.
Have you ever tried throwing a knife?
No.
Did it hit someone? We'll
no.
say no. Do you forward disgusting pictures from the internet to your friends?
No.
Do you like child porn?
Oh, yes.
I'm clicking no. Do you have any pets that aren't mammals?
No.
All right. Continue to the next section. And here it is.
Women lack the authority to command their emotions. True or false?
True.
Homosexuality is the work of the devil.
False.
Discriminating by race is fine with you because you're white.
False.
Lying is okay if sex will result from it.
True.
Canada is a place for prostitutes.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. You've put out a cigarette on your own tongue. True or false?
No.
All girls want you. True or false?
False.
Pain don't hurt. True or false?
False.
Okay, now here comes this big dumb question, the essence of which is this test is a good substitute for doing the reading or sleeping with your English teacher.
No.
All right. Golf is for sissies. True or false?
Yes.
People under 150 pounds are not to be trusted. True or false?
Yes, true.
We all agree on that one.
You hit her because you love her. True or false?
Oh, yes. Yes. No, of course not. No.
Next section. And the question is vices. Do you like the taste of beer?
No.
Do you gamble?
Yes.
Have you ever gambled, lost, and not paid up?
No.
Do you have an addictive personality?
Yes.
Do you ever steal things you can't afford?
No.
Do you ever steal things you can afford?
Yes.
Is your happiness more important than your loved one's happiness?
No.
Do you expect to get what you want?
Yes.
And what if you don't get it? I'll type in your answer.
I'm pissed.
Okay, and off to the next.
Signed, Donnie Twat.
This is Donnie Twat Show. Donnie Twat Show.
At the halfway point, the next question is about true love. Have you ever cheated, yes or no?
Yes.
Is cheating an expected part of your love life?
No. Yes.
Okay. Is love a big hairy lie?
No.
If you could get away with it, would you sleep with any of your relatives?
Yes.
Have you been to the prostitute, yes or no?
No.
Why not? Was she just too expensive?
No.
Have you ever been caught cheating?
No.
Have you told a girl you loved her when you didn't mean it?
Oh, yes.
Do you get frustrated when someone won't have sex with you?
Oh, yes.
All right, continuing to the next section. Do you like to drink?
Oh, yes.
Do you own a heavy metal T-shirt?
Yes. AC/DC.
Smell your armpits right now. Do they reek?
No.
Very good.
Do you own a mesh baseball hat?
No.
Have you ever doodled a swastika?
Yes.
Do you ever fantasize about something bad happening to an attractive girl, then you save her at the last second only to have her fall in love with you and or have sex with you, yes or no?
No. No.
Did you ever try to make one of those dreams happen?
No.
Do you dislike authority?
Yes.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
Do you even know who your father is?
No.
Okay.
I don't. That's the truth. I'm adopted. I don't.
All right. The next section. Do you prefer being every time at night or in the morning?
In the morning.
Have you ever died?
Oh, boy.
Have you ever died in a dream?
Yes.
Have you ever killed someone in a dream?
Yes.
Do you like coffee?
Yes.
Do you like horror movies?
No.
Really? Okay. Do you consider yourself smarter than most of your friends?
Yes.
Better looking?
Yes.
Are you by any chance Catholic?
You might as well put down yes on that one, too. It used to be.
And finally, what's the most important part of friendship? Pick one of these four. Trust, honesty, compassion, or your own happiness.
Trust.
And click here for your results.
Okay, here we go. It's the big bastard off. I do agree. I answered those very honestly.
Yes, you did.
The results are in. You are certifiably 54% bastard.
Nice. How about that?
30% of which is tarred. The worldwide average, again, is 43% bastard. How others compare, 2% of the world is the same as you. 20% of the world is more bastard than you. 78% of the world is less bastard than you.
Okay.
So you're a bigger bastard than I am.
You just noodled that through? You just noodled
that
through?
I'm sorry. Buzz was putting me to sleep over there. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
You know me in numbers.
Yes.
You know my limited mathematical.
58 is bigger than 41.
Thank you.
Yes, bigger bastard.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yes, bigger bastard.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That is, the website there is thespark.com.
And, I mean, really, are we in agreement there was only one that was really a good test?
The bastard test was a good test.
Right. Best one.
All the rest of them, I mean, I don't know, we never got to the ass quiz,
right,
or the sex quiz, but the intelligence quiz, and the unintelligence quiz, and the love quiz, they just suck.
Yeah. Boo!
Sucking up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, tell me.
Well, Ross has agreed to let Shearson Lehman raise all the money he needs for the buyout.
Oh, Ross, that is so super.
It just seems right. You guys are like family.
Did you call Peter?
I'll call into him now.
Can you do it in 3 weeks? I'd love to spring this at the next board meeting.
Don't see why not.
Ross, could I pitch my firm to handle the PR for you, or am I being too piggy?
I was saving that for dessert.
I know.
Catering to the PM Eater, the Don and Mike Show.
I've got a list of who hates who in Hollywood.
Oh, really?
A lot of people hate Jerry Seinfeld.
That doesn't surprise me.
Wonder why. Here's a great Jerry Seinfeld thing. Before we get to this list, this is Jerry Seinfeld right at the end of Seinfeld when he was lecturing people.
This was the moment where we decided that Jerry Seinfeld, as funny a show as he had, it was just wasn't worth it because he was too much of an a-hole.
Just pompous a-hole. Here he is. This is the best Jerry Seinfeld tape we have, where he's telling us how the audience is like a child.
This is what he thinks of all those people who have supported him.
All of us.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Right. Yeah. Thank God my life is a mess, but thank God that the Jerry Seinfeld TV show was on every Thursday night, because I had one thing in my life that didn't go to hell.
Yeah, when I'm blowing spit bubbles on that bed, when I'm, you know, I'm surrounded by nobody, I'm just machines and tubes in my arms, and it's my last waking hour, I'll look back at the final episode of Seinfeld and go, well, at least that was good.
So, we don't like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, I mean, a little perspective, that's all we have. Right.
And you know who else doesn't like Jerry Seinfeld?
Who?
John Voight.
Really?
Yeah. John Voight says he doesn't like Jerry Seinfeld because Jerry Seinfeld is a pompous ass.
Ah, interesting.
Quote, that is a quote from John Voight.
I like John Voight.
I've got a whole list of celebrities who hate each other. Susan Sarandon hates Mel Gibson.
Really?
And her quote is, Mel Gibson is somewhere to the right of Attila the Hun. He's beautiful on the outside, but he's an a-hole on the inside.
I guess she would be, she's very politically active, so it sounds like she's referring to his politics.
Right.
Madonna hates Kevin Costner. Now, I thought, wasn't Kevin Costner in the Madonna movie?
Yeah, and she does hate him. You see that right on screen where he walks in and says it was really neat. I'll never forget that scene where he comes back and he says, hey, I loved your show. It was really neat. And then he walks out and she puts her finger down her throat. Remember that in Truth or Dare?
Right. She says Kevin Costner has personality minus. Of course you know this, that James Doohan hates William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty. Right. Melanie Griffith. She hates James Woods.
Well, James Woods is, he's on record saying that he's an a-hole.
He hates a lot of people on here. James Woods is quoted a lot also. He hates other people. James Woods and I co-starred in Another Day in Paradise, but don't be misled by the title. It doesn't describe what was happening on the set. He's such a giant a-hole. Working with him is like being pregnant. In the beginning, you're happy and excited. In the middle, you're thinking, I might have made the biggest mistake of my life. And at the end, you just want it over with.
Oh, my God. That's what a horrible thing to say. I love it.
Now, we should point out that a lot of people said they hate Bryant Gumbel.
Good luck to you. I don't understand why. I've always been perfectly kind to everyone.
So they asked Bryant Gumbel who he hates. And he said he hates Cher. Now listen to this quote, though, from Bryant Gumbel, who is Mr. Stuck-Up Egotist.
Right.
Cher is not my favorite person. I prefer to be with people who are less enamored of themselves.
Oh, really?
I have an aversion to celebrities.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Right. Of course you do, Bryant.
Okay, then they ask Bette Midler, who does she hate? Bette Midler hates Cher.
Oh, that's the second one for Cher.
Because Cher is someone who used to be famous.
Ooh.
Now, they asked about...
That's about their recent deal they had. Remember, they had a fight. Wouldn't it, Cher didn't show up or something like that?
Something like that.
Now, John Voight said that he doesn't like Jerry Seinfeld. John Voight's son, Angela Jolie, says...
I mean, daughter.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what did I say? Right. Sunrise. His daughter, Angela Jolie.
Angelina, yeah, right.
Says she does not like John Voight, her father.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She says, they were just now, wait a minute, you know what makes me think this?
I saw them interviewed on Access Hollywood recently.
And
on,
she talked about when her father presented her with, I think it was the SAG Award, that it was one of the best moments of her life.
Well, she says, I've made a conscious choice not to talk about my father, John Voight. He and my mother separated when I was two. I did not grow up in a house with my father. I hate my father.
Wow, that's interesting.
That's a quote.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey. Who does Jim Carrey dislike? Tommy Lee Jones.
Really?
Yes. No. TLJ. Working with Tommy Lee Jones on Batman Forever is my worst memory in showbiz. The night before my biggest scene, he said very nasty things along the lines of, you're just a comic from Cabaret, and I'm a trained classical actor. Sorry, Tommy Lee. Your snide remarks didn't cut it. I'd rather not act in another movie with him ever.
You know, both James Woods and Tommy Lee Jones have, you know, that's been documented. There have been stories about them on the set that
right.
They're not the easiest guys to get along with.
All right, now my real sweetie, Janine Garofalo. Gotta love this. Who does she hate? Mariah Carey.
Hey, there you go.
Mariah Carey is the definition of mediocrity.
Oh. I agree
with
that.
That's the quote.
I totally agree with that.
And you notice today... In USA Today,
yeah, there she is again.
Mariah's got her picture.
That side of her face.
She only gets photographed with the right side of her face.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think she's missing an ear or something like that. I'm not sure how.
It's got to be a contractual thing with Mariah Carey.
You only shoot me on this side of my face.
Yeah, and that's when you really lose it for Mariah Carey, when you hear her talk on MTV.
Yeah.
So, yo, I said, Carson, I see you. I want to do a song that features lots of dancing and singing. Hey, yo, Carson.
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 I'm talking to Carson Daly. Oh, you know that that prick has a developmental deal with CBS?
Of course he does.
For his own television show?
Oh, yes, Pretty Boy.
Carson Daly?
Yeah, it's going to be. He's going to be on a sitcom or something like that.
All right, now who does Rosie O'Donnell hate?
Who cares?
Now, you would think she wouldn't come up with a name. Since she's got this whole rap of being the nicest person in the world.
Hmm.
I'll give you a clue. It's a talk show host.
I'll say Jerry Springer.
No. Buzzy?
Or Kathy Lee?
Jay Leno.
Really?
Yes. Rosie O'Donnell hates Jay Leno. She says, quote, with Jay Leno, everybody has to like him or he gets mad.
Hmm.
On my show, I said, I don't like the way someone comes out on The Tonight Show. And he'll say, that's a nice shirt, Ken. Where did you get it at? Kmart? And he'll start making fun of his guest instead of having conversation. And Jay called me to complain about it. What a baby Jay Leno is.
You know, can you imagine if that's true, though? I mean, take away the fact that we've always had problems with Rosie O'Donnell. Do you think Leno gets on the phone if somebody says something bad? And he goes, hello, why didn't you say that about me? I just can't believe
I've heard that.
That
he does. He did when
what
he
a loser.
When he was making jokes about Kathy Lee, he called her.
Hello. Is there anything I could speak with? I really, really need to speak with Rosie O'Donnell, please.
This is Ro.
Rosie, this is Jay Leno. I heard you were... excuse you. I heard you were talking about me on your show, and you were being very unkind.
Parker! Shut up!
Hello, Rosie.
Rosie's on the phone!
Rosie?
Hello.
Yeah, it's Jay Leno again.
It's Ro.
I heard you were talking about me. I just don't understand why you have to... is there really a need for you to talk? Like, you know, why are you doing that to me? Why are you butting my chops?
Jay.
Yeah. Yeah.
My roids are killing me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You know, did they call it a bad time? If I call it a bad time, I can always call you
back. It's always a bad time. Oh, these children that I've adopted.
Yeah.
They're pains in the ass.
Oh, congratulations on that. I know you have a lot of kids.
No, I only adopted...
Oh, jeez.
I only adopted these children so that people would think I'm nice, so people won't figure out what's going on with me.
No, that's okay, Rosie, but there's a chance I don't care about that. Can you
hold
back
on,
off
just
me?
A day, can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Penny! Penny, I said I would be to bed in a moment. Penny!
Who you got there, Rosie? Is that Penny Marshall?
Yes.
Former star of Laverne and Shirley, a great show.
Hello?
Hello?
Just get the Haagen-Dazs out of the goddamn freezer. Parker, go back to bed. Mommy's on the phone.
Are you still there, Rosie? Jay's here.
Yes, hello, Jay.
Yeah, I just want if there's a chance you could just lighten up on me a little bit. You know, I've never really been I've never attacked you, really. So, I mean, if there's a chance, just back off,
hey,
all right?
Jay, you know? F you.
What was that?
F you.
Oh, man.
You know the way I am. You saw me in the comedy club before I became famous on television. You know that I really have a very, very, very saucy dialogue in real life. I'm not the big phony that I pretend to be on television. F you. F you. You interrupted me. I'm having breakfast.
I don't understand why you have the... Did you say you're having... How would you, That's good. You don't need to use profanity. There's really no need to use profanity. I was calling as a courtesy call, and if you feel that way, I'll just chalk this up to a bad conversation.
Jay, excuse me for one moment.
Yeah, all right, I'm still here.
Parker!
Oh, no.
Get in the closet!
Child abuse.
I told you, do not bother mommy when she's on the phone.
Child
get in the closet now with your sister.
Rosie, obviously, I've called at a bad time, so I'm going to let you go. It's really been a real slice of talking to you. Oh, that's lovely. You better do something about that. I got to run.
All right, Jay.
All right, take care. All right. Oh, man, what a bitch.
Oh. I'm coming, Penny.
Oh, I wish Helen Kushnick was still here. I really, really wish Helen Kushnick was still here. Oh, jeez.
I did hang up the phone. Excuse me.
Here we are. Still talking to each other. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
This is Jay Leno signing off. Iron Jay saying, it's time for me to go do some jaywalking.
I hate jaywalking, incidentally.
Oh, come on. It shows how stupid people are. Come on. Oh, my goodness, Rosie. Boy, make sure you get all the pieces. Fantastic.
All right, here's another great feud. Now, they asked these two celebrities who they hate, and they said that they hate each other.
All right.
They asked Selma Hayek who she hates.
Oh, the lovely Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek said she hates Jennifer Lopez. She says that Lopez fakes being a Latina. Really? And I'm puzzled that producers will hire her to play Latin roles. Jennifer Lopez is an American. Her Spanish is very bad. It's very inconvenient. When she has to be Latin, she's Latin, but she doesn't know how to do it well. They ask Jennifer Lopez, who she hates, and she says, well, I hate Selma Hayek.
Oh, meow.
Sure.
She's a sexy bombshell, and those are the kinds of roles that she does. I do different roles. It makes me laugh when she claims that she got offered Selena before I got the role. That is an outright lie. I am a Latino. She is not.
Wow.
Okay, so that's the cat fight between those two.
Quite a battle going on.
Let me see. Courtney Love. Courtney Love hates Madonna.
I thought Courtney Love hates everybody.
Well, she hates Madonna. So Madonna was popular in the 80s, but the 80s are long over.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, here's a good one. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh.
Who does she hate? She hates Susan Lucci from All My Children.
Hey, yes. Now, okay, then I'm with Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
She says at the age of 16, I got the role of Susan Lucci's daughter on All My Children.
Do you remember? That's when we used to watch that show all the time, and when she was on that show. Mm-hmm.
Susan and I were not best friends off camera, and we're never going to be. I endured her awful personality for 2 years.
That's
finally
funny.
I just quit. Before I left the show, I won the Daytime Emmy. At that time, Susan had been nominated 17 times in a row and had never won.
Oh, my God.
You can never guess how happy I am that she did not win.
Oh, wow.
So that's good.
I can understand that Susan Lucci would be quite the diva.
Sure.
That's good. Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Well, now we got something else about Rosie that just came over Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
What is this? Rosie wants to be a millionaire. Okay, Rosie O'Donnell is taking her addiction to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire even further. Not content with being just phone-a-friend, the pushy talk show host is actually going to become a contestant on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Jeez, give it a rest.
Mm-hmm. The Alphabet Network has confirmed that Rosie O'Donnell will be joining a number of other celebrities getting a shot in the hot seat fielding Regis Philbin's multiple-choice questions.
Yeah, of course.
Blah, blah, blah.
Celebrity
blah, blah.
Millionaire, I guess that's what it's going to be. That didn't take long.
Right. No. Any money Rosie wins will go to charity, as it does when stars appear on Jeopardy, where the questions are often dumbed down to make the celebrities look smart.
Might speak to your theory, though. Your theory about that show starting to run out.
Running out of gas.
Awfully early to start bringing in the, start tweaking it up a little bit.
Who wants to see her play that game?
So pushy. Just like Regis and Kathy Lee, and they're all the same.
Let me see. Rosie O'Donnell, despite her millions, clearly identifies with the every man and every woman dreams of contestants. Oh, please, who wrote this? Devoting large blocks of chat on her show to the greedy phenomena, and today running a spoof version. Who's addicted to a millionaire?
Rosie O'Donnell recognizes the ratings value of a hit TV show. That's what she recognizes. She wants to glom onto that so she can raise her own ratings. excuse you, Ruth. Right?
There it is. There she is.
These are the real ones, right?
Yeah, these are real burps.
These are from, people we know.
These are from Who Burped. We haven't done that in a long time.
I love, I always request the Tim McWilliams.
What's coming up here somewhere? I don't know where we are on the tape. That was Rob, right?
Yeah, that's
good one, Rob.
That was Rob Day. Okay, then next will be Miss Terry.
Very, very dainty.
And then here's your favorite, Tim McWilliams burping.
There he is.
There's the burp. The burp by request. The Tim McWilliams burp.
All right. Fantastic.
That's all we got on celebrities today.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Making us America's most watched cable news network.
Let's take a caller from California. Please go ahead with your question.
Wolf Blitzer, pleasure to speak with you. Is it a fact that if we released this top secret information, we'd have to release the information about Don and Mike not being on in New York? Is that a fact?
I think we have a weird caller, but that's all right. Let's talk a little bit about Zacharias Moussaoui.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ladies, they love your in-between. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We have not gotten to America's favorite radio drama yet today.
Oh, fantastic.
Let me cast out the scripts. Mm-hmm. This is, of course, episode number 4 of As the World Ahearns. And as you know, something exciting always happens on a Friday episode.
Sure, it's Cliffhanger Day.
Mm-hmm. Cliffhanger Day. And everybody knows why we're doing this by now. Let's cue our announcer.
When we last left him, our hero, Frank Ahearns, had just completed all the necessary arrangements for his prosthetic penis procedure. It was to be in the hands of one of Washington, D.C.'s most prominent surgeons, Dr. Chip Bandwidth.
Nah, nah, nah.
But what no one, not even Frank himself, knew was that there was a deeper, darker secret lurking beneath Ahearns' pasty, white, flabby skin. Something so complex, only his brilliant surgeon could fully comprehend it. As we join Frank and his constant partner in life, Sergio, they're going to a well-respected hospital in the District of Columbia. The day is Wednesday, June 21st, the day of Frank's groin-altering surgery. It is 9 a.m., and Frank turns to Sergio and says,
"Boy, oh boy, my sweet Sergio. Just a few precious hours from now, I'll have real grown-up genitals, just like every other person in my sewing circle. I can't wait, and I want you to be the first person to experience the splendor of my new plastic vagina."
Vagina, senor?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean penis. But I always seem to say vagina. Penis, penis, penis. I just can't seem to get penis into my head.
Actually, senor, if you remember last night...
Oh, Sergio, I mean the word penis. You naughty Venezuelan vixen, you.
Si, my beautiful Francisco. Darling, did you remember your sunscreen?
Of course. I'd be lost without my SPF 90. I just burned like... pain factor. Without it, my allergist says it wouldn't be so bad if I occasionally went out in the daylight, but you know me.
See, you prefer your dark, creepy basement room.
Yes. Not only is it damp, cold, and totally devoid of the sun's evil tanning rays, it's also perfectly suited for my naked Dungeons and Dragons club.
I still don't understand why you call that a club, yet you are the only one who plays the Dungeons and Dragons game down there.
Well, you know me, Sergio. I've always enjoyed playing with myself.
See.
Yes, sir. The way I see it, there is no opponent more formidable. So that's why I, Frank Ahearns, the lowly regarded radio critic for the Washington Star, love to play with myself.
Not so loud, senor. The people, they are beginning to stare.
I don't care, sweetie. I'm used to being a pubic public embarrassment. Let them stare at me. I'm proud to be an asexual peon eunuch hated by friends and family alike.
You sure have the balls, Francisco.
Not yet, but soon!
At that moment, they enter into the hospital where Frank will be having his prosthetic genital implant procedure. They are immediately greeted by the brilliant surgeon, Dr. Chip Bandwidth, who says,
"Welcome, boys, to the fake genitalia wing of the Our Lady of the Perpetual Swelling Hospital. This is the most modern facility in the district.
Sí, muy bueno.
Yes, it's so much nicer than the clinic Sergio and I normally go to.
Do you have any last-minute concerns, Mr.? It is Mr., isn't it?
Of course it is, Dr. Smarty Pants.
Oh, hee-hee. I'm kidding, of course. It's not every day that one meets a guy who has no genitals whatsoever. Now, boy, are there any last-minute concerns?
Yes. Now, Sergio, if anything happens to me, make sure you continue to update scatlover.com, the website that I'm in charge of.
See?
And don't forget to post all the digital photos of my bedpan following my procedure, because I'll need a while to recover. Right, Doc?
Yes. Just a few days, but don't worry. Your recovery time will fly right by. I made sure your hospital room has a great radio in it.
Who cares? I never actually listen to radio. In fact, no one that I know really does.
But you're the lonely regarded radio critic for the Washington Star. You have to listen to the radio.
No, I don't, sir. I make up anything I want and print it. It doesn't make any difference anyway. No one pays attention to my column anyway. Just 6 random paragraphs every other week about Charlie Ward or Diane Rehm, and I'm done.
But no one listens to them.
As I said, I write what I want. I'm the critic, and let the public be damned.
You know, boy, you really should be writing about that Don and Mike show. They're constantly rated number one in all the key demographics.
What does demographic mean?
Well, boy, it means men, women, youngsters, oldsters, and betweensters. They all listen to the highly entertaining, always original Don and Mike show. Heard locally from 3 until 7 p.m. here on local station WJFK. Say, did you hear about their survivor idea?
I heard it. I think it's brilliant. May I remind you, sir, that I only listen to radio that is not popular or embraced by the public. Don't make me change my ways, please.
All right, boy. It just seems to me that a radio critic should be writing about the show that's the hottest, the funniest, and the most original, and a show that runs in over 60 cities throughout the country.
That shows just what you know. That's why I'm the lowly regarded columnist, and you're just a stupid old brilliant surgeon.
Despite their slight disagreement, Dr. Chip Bandwidth is still going through with Frank's procedure. We join them now in the operating room. The gurney rolls in, and Frank says,
"Boy, oh boy, oh boy! I couldn't be any more excited, even if my new genitals were going to be attached by that dreamy George Clooney." Okay, Dr. Bandwidth, bring out the plastic vagina.
Penis, yes, exactly. Silly me. Now, I must warn you, boy, as I give you this gas to put you under, you may start mumbling, and as your muscles relax, you may reveal some secrets.
Don't sweat it. My life is an open book, except for the part about the farm animals.
I beg your pardon?
I never even harmed an animal.
Whatever. All right, now, turn that back on, please, nurse.
Come on, turn it on, doctor.
There you go.
Now, what I want you to do is breathe, and then breathe deeply. That's right. Breathe in. Now, you should feel this going to your brain. Breathe in. That's right.
There's something I need to get off my chest. I am prohibited at the corporate level from ever giving Don and Mike any good press. I have an unhealthy obsession with Liberace. I plan to alter my face with plastic surgery to resemble Merv Griffin. I'm starving for a Nathan Lane sandwich. I pleasure myself to the Prairie Home Companion. Baby. I'll take Jim J. Bullock to block. Somewhere over the rainbow.
All right, nurse, thank you. Finally, he's under. Now, the procedure!
But despite his brilliance, Dr. Bandwidth is having a difficult surgery.
I've never seen anything like it. The testicles are rejecting the patient! This calls for...
drastic measures.
Join us next time when we hear Dr. Chip Bandwidth say,
I'm sorry, Mr. Ahearns. The male genitalia just wouldn't take. And in order to properly close the incision, we had to attach a vagina instead. I hope you won't sue us for malpractice.
Sue you? Gracious, no. I've never been happier. Nah, give us a kiss.
Only on As the World Ahearns.
Another beautiful edition of America's favorite radio soap opera drama.
Man, what did he say when he went under?
As the World Ahearns.
Well,
all the things he really wants to say. Our continuing radio soap opera drama.
No need to use the cough button, Mike.
That features the radio critic, and I use that word very loosely, of the Washington Times, a fictitious Washington newspaper. Washington Star. Washington Times is a real newspaper.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, the Washington Star used to be a newspaper.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, let's get right to it. Let me make sure I have all my sound effects I need. Gunshots, cocktail party. Beautiful. It's old-time radio drama being played out right in front of your ears. Ladies and gentlemen, let's turn it over to our studio announcer, Guy Birdley.
When we last left him, our hero, Frank Ahearns, was right in the middle of the greatest day of his life. Not only did he successfully have a prosthetic vagina attached to his previously smooth, uninhabited groin, he had also realized the intense feelings that he felt toward the brilliant doctor responsible for the uncommon medical procedure. Even better, it seemed that the brilliant MD, Dr. Chip Bandwidth, shared Frank's feelings. The couple is currently at the hospital, engaged in a passionate lip lock.
Oh.
Which is Frank's way of saying thanks for the splendid new fake vagina. Their lips part. Frank stares deeply into Dr. Bandwidth's intensely blue eyes and says,
Hot dog! I finally feel complete. I have my very own genitalia. And even though it's fake and probably better suited to someone of another gender, I've never felt better. No wonder I've been so miserable for so long. I've been running around with no genitals whatsoever.
Boy, it does seem odd that you could go through life as long as you did without ever needing any sex organs.
It does, doesn't it? But as I proceeded through life's rich pageant, I just never seemed to need them. That is odd, but such is life.
So, boy, are you pleased with your new vagina?
You bet. I have just one question.
Yes?
Are you sure that it's supposed to look like that? It seems a little weird.
Frank? Haven't you ever seen a vagina before?
No, Chip. I really haven't.
I mean, I could have guessed by the way you kissed me that you've never been with a woman before. But haven't you ever seen a woman's private parts in an adult magazine or maybe in a pornographic motion picture?
No way, Jose. The porno that I enjoy tends to focus on other aspects of the human sexual condition, like bowel movements. Oh, and what's with that hair?
Well, since you're totally devoid of body hair, Frank, me and the nurses just bought you a fine new merkin, and it looks fine.
Thanks, Doc.
And trust me, Frank, vaginas all look like that for the most part. But yours may be a little prettier than most because I worked extra hard on it.
Oh, Dr. Bandwidth, you say the sweetest thing.
Frank Ahearns made a fast recovery, and his plastic genitals healed without incident. On the third day, he was ready to be discharged, and Dr. Bandwidth came up to hospital room 69 to handle the paperwork personally. It seemed that a relationship was brewing between the two that exceeded doctor and patient.
Oh, Dr. Bandwidth, I'm sure going to miss your daily visits to my hospital room. 69 will never be the same without you.
I'll miss them too, boy. Here, slip out of that gown. That's right. Ooh, baby. I got you a special gift. Here it is.
Ooh, goody gumdrops. A leather bustle shirt and tight capri pants. I'll be the talk of the town, Doc.
You bet, boy. Your camel toe will be on everyone's lips.
In a matter of speaking, of course.
That's right. Some things are just for a man and his doctor. Oh, Dr. Bandwidth, I don't know what I'm going to do without your daily checkups. The probes, the rub downs, the rectal thermometer 10 times daily. By the way, do most transplant patients run the risk of a fever?
No, but, you can never be too careful.
I suppose. In any case, I just don't want it to end.
It doesn't have to.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say that. Do you want to go to a party with me tonight? All the Washington, D.C. newspaper community will be there.
Boy, I wouldn't miss it.
Good! I was going to take Sergio. But believe me, that Venezuelan vixen is yesterday's news. I got me a doctor!
Later that day, Frank and Dr. Bandwidth arrived at an exclusive party for the Washington, D.C. newspaper community. All the journalistic heavy hitters were there, and so was Frank.
Oh, boy. What a great party. Hey, did you try the clam dip, Dr. Bandwidth?
Actually, Frank, that's not the clam dip. I think it's Art Buchwald's drool cup.
Ooh, that explains the cigar taste.
I'm glad we finally got in.
I know. That doorman sure was a pest. Even though I had my Washington Star press pass, he still wouldn't let us in.
Well, I could see his point, boy. You're a radio critic, not a real journalist.
Touché.
Listen, boy, shouldn't we be mingling with all your contemporaries?
I'd rather give you another thank you kiss.
Maybe later. No. Let's meet some folks first.
Oh, I don't know. Chip? Everyone hates me.
Well, it is a competitive business.
So, no, not just journalists. Everyone. Everyone hates me. Even Sergio.
But you two were so close.
Well, the breakup went badly. But I let him keep all my Judy Garland records and the DVD of The Birdcage.
How sweet of you. But Frank, do you still think everyone at this party hates you?
I know they do. Dr. Gridlock just spit in my daiquiri.
What about that guy over there? Everyone loves columnist Rob Levy. Hey, Rob Levy!
Dr. Chip Bandwidth, the brilliant surgeon.
Can you give us that line again, Robbie?
Well, if it isn't Dr. Chip Bandwidth, the brilliant surgeon.
How nice of you to remember me, Mr. Levy.
Well, how can I possibly forget your generous donations to my Send a Kid to Camp campaign?
Sorry you didn't make your goal this year. Or last year.
Thanks.
Or the year before.
All right, Chip, we get the idea.
I was wondering if you'd like to talk to me and my, friend, Frank Ahearns.
The useless radio critic? Ha! No thanks!
Come on, give him a chance.
All right, but I know I'll regret it. No one in the industry likes or respects Frank Ahearns. You doing any gardening this summer, idiot? Corn? Tomatoes?
Nope. But there's lots of corn on my website, scatlover.com.
Well, I'm taking a trip to Mexico in August.
Well, that's something. Are either of you familiar with the Spanish tongue?
Only Sergio's.
This is useless. The man is a fool. What about radio? Can we at least discuss DC radio? I mean, me, just like every other person in town, loves the Don and Mike show. I love the Don and Mike show. How about you, radio critic? How do you feel about the number one show in the market?
Oh, it's just like reading your own lines. Don't know. I never listened to them, but I've got some great tapes of the Joy Boys that I'm quite fond of.
At that moment, the door bursts open to reveal one angry, dark-skinned, beautiful man. It's Frank's ex-life partner, Sergio. And he has a gun.
Ayee! They said you crazy, Nancy boy. I kill you, Frank Ahearns, and now we see who is the man in our relationship.
God! He hit me right in my prosthetic vulva. And to be honest, my plastics has never felt so much pain.
Die, you crazy critic! Die! And also do for fun. I killed Leonard Shapiro, too.
Join us next time when Dr. Chip Bandwidth kneels down to Frank's lifeless body and says,
don't sweat it, sweetheart. I can save you. Because these hands have been touched by God!
Only on As the World Ahearns.
Come on. Thank you, boys. Wonderful episode.
Thank you, everybody.
Terrific. I think we're grinding towards the end of our daily radio drama.
Wow.
Well, listen, we've been doing it
almost a full week now.
Yes, true. I think so. Certainly, boy, it was terrific.
Certainly must get the message. Maybe we'll have one final wrap-up episode.
Yeah, lots of carnage.
As the world Ahearns. Of course, dedicated to useless Washington Post radio critic Frank Ahearns.
Bravo.
Who had the balls to write in the paper last week that Afternoon Drive Radio should be replaced. More specifically, our show should be replaced by a daily radio drama.
So we decided we'd give him a daily drama, and I sure love it.
There you go. You're the star, Frank. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
That is it!
That's it? What the f*** are you talking about? That's it? Take it back, Daddy!
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he... Tick, tick, tick! He trapped me!
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yet! Yet! He beats me. Straight up. Paid that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you loan us some laughs, we'll pay you back with interest. The Don and Mike Show.
Spice Girl number 6 and Spice Girl number 7.
Yeah.
Enter and sign in, please.
Let's say hi to our first of this show. This is our conjoined twins, Lori and Dory, are here.
The swinging and singing Chappelle sisters.
Let's give them a round of applause.
Yeah. Hey, girls. Hi, ladies.
How
now,
are you?
Let's get you gals situated here.
Let's get the microphones all set.
Robbie, do we have microphones for the gals? All right.
How are you? Good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You are Lori.
Yes.
And is that Lori? Is that Lori in the nice? Is that Lori in the nice blue dress?
Okay.
Which is which? Who's wearing the vest?
That's Lori, and this is Dory here.
I'm Lori in the blue dress.
Hold on, I got to. Rob, I'm not getting anything on remote 3.
Hello? Hello?
No, check I'm not getting anything on that microphone.
How about check 1, 2?
Oh, hold on. Got it. Try it again.
Check. Testing. Testing. There we are.
Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, you try your microphone out, Lori.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Lori.
There we go.
Well, there she is. There's Lori. And Dory?
Yes.
All right.
Now, I did not know that Dory was such a fiery redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
Now, I want to ask you a personal question. Do the carpets match the drapes?
Oh, no.
You understand what I'm saying?
I think you're going to have to be a little more explicit there. How was your trip down in your limo, ladies?
Fine, thank you.
That's great.
Yeah?
Yes.
How long did it take you to get down here to D.C. from Pennsylvania?
A little over 3 hours.
A little over 3 hours?
Now, did they have food and drink in the limo? Did they treat you right on the limo ride down here? No, they didn't?
No.
Are you hungry? Would you like something to eat or drink?
Starving.
You're starving?
Wow. All right, we'll get you something to eat.
This would be another problem with our producer, Robert Spiewak.
Yes, we call Rob Spiewak. He's the guy that tries real hard but screws up a lot and needs to do better. That's his nickname.
He's a huge disappointment to me, a gigantic disappointment. He disappoints me on a daily level, on a daily basis. Now, girls, but you know, it's going to be real tough for me to make eye contact with Dory. Because, and I won't even ask you to, because they would have to.
Yes, that's right.
Because like juxtaposition.
How difficult is that when you were, you know, when you're first starting out? That's got to be a little difficult because she's looking in one direction. Dory, you're looking in one direction, and Lori, you're looking in the other direction. That takes some getting used to, I would imagine, right?
Well, we're kind of used to it now.
I guess you're used to it by now because you're both, what, 35?
Yes.
Now, Dory is on a cart. Which is why that was something we had wondered about how you gals
designed it.
How you guys were gonna she designed the car.
Dory designed the car?
Yep.
Oh, that's great.
Where did you how'd you come up with that, Dory?
Just do it.
Dory, you a little shy? I see Dory is nudging Lori a little bit.
She's always shy.
She's the shy one of the two, and you're kind of like the unofficial spokesperson for the two of you, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you like some guys to call in? Would you like to talk to some hot guys?
It doesn't matter.
Hey, I want to tell you something. I see what that reporter meant about your boobs.
Oh, thanks. But I don't want to concentrate just on me, though.
Oh right. We will, of course. I'm just talking to you now because I see Dory covering her face. She's a little shy. Well, here you go. Here's our producer.
Oh, that's
We call him a day late and a dollar short. Here he is.
Got a couple of Coca-Colas here.
Rob Spiewak, his motto is always, I'll have it for you in 5 minutes.
And we're certain, Lori, we're not going to focus on you because, Dory, you are the singer of the group, and you've done some singing, and that's what that's the main reason you guys came down here, right? You wanted to promote the fact that you recorded this this album in Nashville.
Yes.
Now, what is the ultimate goal? Would you like to be country music stars? Would you like to be on that ridiculous Shotgun Red show?
I was going to say on the radio today, if there's anybody out there who wants to listen to her and maybe know somebody who would want to sign her up or anything, please give the radio station a call. They have our number, and we'd be willing to hear from anybody, especially my sister, because I think she deserves a break, and her cassettes are selling like hotcakes. I mean, we have to call in now to get some more orders for them. And everybody that's listened to them loves them. In fact, there's a couple of people who've written her a couple of times, even after they've gotten the cassettes, saying she was born to country sing. So if there's anybody out there who wants to sign her up.
Well, now you're putting a lot of pressure on Dory for her big performance here in just a moment. Dory?
Hey.
Dory,
about.
Boy, Lori seems to be totally dominant of the two of you. Dory, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you still shy?
Yeah.
You know, Dory, although I can't see you, I would imagine if you look to your right, that is Guy Burbank.
All right. Now, Dory, can you see Buzz okay? That's Buzz.
Hi.
Say hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Good to see you.
You can call him Buzz, or you can call him Guy, or you can call him Gus. He has many nicknames on the show.
Now, in the picture, one of the pictures that I saw that was in the newspaper that was sent to us is, was it you, Lori, or you, Dory, playing the guitar? Somebody had a guitar. Do either one of you play the guitar?
I was Dory that plays
Dory,
the guitar.
Dory,
she plays it when she's at home, but when she's actually singing, her band does all the instruments, and she just sings.
And how often do you get a chance to sing with the band? Dory?
Every time I get a gig, and right now we're just trying to sell the album.
That is so cool.
And we want to help you do that.
You know, I know a lot of people say this, but you guys have a lot of guts doing this, and I really hope this works out and this pans out for you guys, and we are really glad that you could come down here.
Now, I want to ask you some personal questions, if you don't mind.
Is that okay?
Is that okay?
I think we've been getting an ask for a while.
Oh, you okay over there, Dory?
Oh, it's just...
Let's do it. Oh, okay, you dropped your Walkman, okay? Listen, are you a virgin? Lori?
You can always give a no comment if you don't want to answer the question.
Comment.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
Dory, I know you're very shy on the subject, but I'd like to ask you... Oh, hold on a second.
Don't worry about it.
Charlie, will you give them a hand? I think that the Walkman and other junk is falling on the floor over there.
Right. Keep slipping.
Not junk. Yeah.
Well, I just call everything junk. I know it's not junk.
And we're saying conjoined twins now because you corrected us on that the other day, and we're not saying Siamese twins anymore. Now we say conjoined twins. Have you met other conjoined twins?
We have.
And do they feel the same way about using the term Siamese twins?
Some of them don't care, but we've always been by the, you know, we always learn the right words for each thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason they were called Siamese is because the first twins ever conjoined were born in Siam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I gotcha. Would you consider dating two brothers?
She right now isn't in the dating.
She's more focused on
the musical career? Yeah,
right.
She's focused on this career right now, and that takes up a lot of her time.
Now, because...
She doesn't want to promise anything to anybody she can't deliver.
Okay, now that's a very nice sacrifice that you make then on the behalf of your sister.
Oh, because, I'll still date.
Oh, you'll still date.
Oh, yeah.
But now, see, okay, here's how you get to the question, though.
All right, go ahead.
If your sister isn't into dating, but you two are as one, when you go on a date, your sister has to go with you.
But she doesn't have to be involved in it.
Okay, so she just kind of sits quietly by like you do when she's performing the music.
Right.
That's her thing is the music, and when you go on a date, that's your thing. And that's it requires a lot of compromise, doesn't it?
Right, but it works.
It works.
I guarantee I would never have the patience to do that. I couldn't stand being in the same room with my brother, for goodness sakes, when we were growing up. How have you two managed? What is your best memory of something that you two... maybe started out on something you wanted to do or your sister wanted to do, and you didn't want to do it, and it ended up working out. Is there any? Do you have anything like that? Do you know what I mean?
Things you guys both love to do.
So maybe something that you found out you like to do because your sister likes to do it, and you don't really have a choice about doing something on your own.
Well,
I didn't like school, and she loved it, so I guess we both had to go to school.
Okay. Was school tough for you guys? Was that difficult? I mean, I would imagine it would be, because kids can be very cruel. I mean, to be honest with you, was that difficult?
But they're just kids, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you learn that.
Right.
You have a lot of trouble going to the bathroom?
No.
I mean, I'm sure you go to the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I just went before we came on the radio.
Okay, now, how do you, without being extremely graphic, how do you see? This is where the real togetherness comes.
Sure.
How do you work that? I mean, you go in, you
do my thing, and then she does her thing.
All right, she does her thing, and
you take turns, though, right?
Well, yeah.
When you get to illnesses,
it's
if there's
like
ever
another family, I mean, one's got to sit on the toilet before the other one. They can't both sit on the toilet together.
When you get a cold, I mean, do you guys usually get colds at the same time?
No, you don't.
So you have totally separate health situation.
I've been sick for 2.5 years, and I've been sick on and off for 2.5 years.
So how are you guys doing now? You doing okay now?
I just have a little cold.
And do you have a lot of arguments about what television shows to watch or what type of music to listen to, what movies to go to?
No, she listens. It's really not that hard. I mean, she really listens to what she wants to, and I listen to what I want to. I watch what I want to. She watches what she wants to. Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys are both 35, and you've been basically on your own now, right? Do you guys live alone?
Yes.
You live alone?
Yes.
That's a surprise. I'm surprised at that. How long have you been living alone?
Oh, quite a while.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
About 15 years.
Mm-hmm. I want you to meet somebody on our staff. Would you bring Jimmy in?
Jimmy the intern.
We have a guy on our staff, and I'll tell you right now, he's kind of randy. Okay, he gets around. He likes making love all the time, and it's been a fantasy of his to have two girls at once.
He won't get it here. That's
yours. He won't get it here. Did you hear that? That's rejection for you, Jimmy the intern.
There he is. Isn't he cute?
She just said that.
Jimmy, come around on
Don's
side so Lori can get a look at
mine.
You.
What is, oh, Dory said that he's your.
He's mine.
Dory has already claimed you, Jimmy.
Okay.
No, not for me.
All right, Jimmy.
She said he's yours.
No.
Oh.
She's telling me.
Oh, so.
Okay,
you know what I want?
Made that decision.
You know what I want Jimmy to do? I want Jimmy, Laura, you can get a good look at Jimmy now. All right, now, Jimmy, I want you to run around to Buzz's studio so Dory can get a good look at you.
Although Dory has already tossed him away and said
that
he can be Lori's.
Well, I want to see, Dory's going to get a good look at him. All right, there, Dory, can you see Jimmy now?
And I want to tell you something, Lori, Dory, whichever one of you gals, he's yours, okay, as my gift. If you'd like, that's right. My gift to you.
King Donnie, and he's moving his pawns around the board right now.
My gift to you, and I will tell you, you will never have enjoyed yourself as a woman until you've been with Jimmy the intern. He has a wonderful little tote bag full of all kinds of...
She said. She said she'll take the cash.
She'll take the cash. She'll take the cash. Gals, we're going to...
Lori, don't worry about it. Jimmy is totally used to rejection. You don't have to worry about that at all.
I'm sure there's a young high school girl having a prom he can talk to. What, Lori?
You can have him. I didn't say you couldn't have him. I said, yeah, but I didn't say I wanted him.
Constant compromise with Lori and Dory.
Dory, do you think Lori was kind of interested in Jimmy?
No.
Oh, you know, I want to ask another another physical question. You're joined at the head, and at the forehead. There is no connection up there as far as you don't have the same kind of thoughts or emotions or anything like that. And that would be.
And we've met conjoined twins who have.
Oh, really? That actually have that? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're gone now. They.
Mm-hmm.
And can I ask you another question, a physical question? As I look at you gals, I see that you, Laura, you have your right eye, and then your left eye.
I still have it.
Oh, I see. Oh, I gotcha.
Okay.
I see it was the angle that you were at.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we both have two eyes.
You know, I bet it's convenient when you got an itch you can't scratch, though, to have someone right there to scratch the itch for you.
Has that ever happened? That's a good question.
That, I keep asking her to scratch my back. She goes, Do it yourself.
All right, girls, well, listen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a quick break, and when we come back, we'll ask Dory to perform her song.
Is that okay with you, Dory?
Yeah, we want to give you gals the national exposure that we saw that you were looking for in your newspaper article. And would you like something to eat? Can we get you something to eat during this break?
Oh, hold on there. They're
having a private conversation right now.
They're conferring.
Oh, I know.
She won't eat before she does anything.
Oh, she won't eat before she performs?
Do you want us to arrange to maybe fill the limo up with food on the way back so you can have, because I think you should have a proper feast on the way home. Is that okay? That would be fine. All right.
You could feast on Jimmy if you wanted. Remember, girls, my gift to you. You know, the funniest part is seeing them hit each other. You know, go, oh.
I just said, now. She said, there you go.
There you go.
Did you ever get in a real physical fight where, like, you were smacking each other or anything like that, Lori? Did that ever happen where you were really mad at each other?
You gals ever really have a real fight?
Pulled each other's hair or anything like that? No.
That fight?
No. Be kind of difficult, I would imagine.
It'd probably be easier for us.
All right, hold on there, gals. When we come back, we will have the national radio debut of Dory, half of the Lori and Dory swinging, singing Chappelle sisters.
No, we appreciate them coming down here today.
And we will hear her singing debut, and who knows, it could be the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's the next Barbara Mandrell.
Yeah.
You two could be like the Mandrell sisters. What?
No.
You don't want to be like
No,
Mandrell
I know what
sisters?
She wants. She wants to be the next Reba McEntire.
Reba.
Oh, right. I see the red hair. Gotcha, Dory. Okay, stay there, and we'll be right back. Lori and Dory. Actually, it's Dory who's going to be doing the singing here.
Now, during the break, Lori and Dory turned around, so now we can say hi to Dory. Dory, how you doing?
Fine.
Good.
And Lori, lucky you, you get to spy the shapely Guy Burbank in the next room.
What do you think of Buzz Burbank there, Lori?
He's kind of nice looking.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. Very nice. I appreciate that.
Now, would you like him? I can offer him to you.
One, yeah.
More than the other one?
Yeah.
Wow. More than the other one.
Wow, there you go.
Buzz Burbank triumphing over Jimmy.
All right.
Just don't pull a GIF, okay?
No.
Use protection.
No. All right.
That's what I ask, please. Now, I got your music on reel here, and the way we've got this set up is that the music's going to be going into Dory's headphones.
Mm-hmm.
You will not be hearing the music on the radio. Dory will be singing a cappella.
So you'll be hearing Dory sing a cappella, and that's the way you want it, right, Dory?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and it's our hope that somebody out there hears Dory singing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in these gals, we'll be glad to forward any calls that we get directly to them. So now, without further ado, here. Now, do I introduce you as Lori and Dory?
No.
No, just... Just
when
as Dory.
She's singing, I don't get introduced.
Is it just Dory, or do you want any other kind of stage name?
They usually call. She's going to soon be called Reba, though, when she's being announced on singing.
Reba. Yep. Okay, ladies.
So that'll be her new name.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Reba. You know that name's already been taken.
Yeah, but okay. That doesn't matter. There's a Doug Supernull, Doug Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a lot of Dougs.
There you go. So she's changing it to Reba. Might as well go with the biggie.
There's Ty Herndon, Ty England.
Have you thought about the name Jerry Reed?
No.
We love Jerry Reed on this show. How about Jim Stafford? No, I'm just making a joke. Okay, here's the... What button is this on, Charlie? Reel one? Reel two? Reel two?
All right.
Let's see. Just get this started. Now, you don't want the music to be on the air, right?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Here's Reba. Can you hear that good? Well, they're dancing now. This way, and here we go. It's Dory.
We ordered up one more bottle of wine. You told me your story, and I thought about mine. You said when you lost everything. It all started high, then a familiar ring.
Can we clap?
Yep.
You mind?
Yeah. All right.
It's a hoedown.
Yeah.
So I asked you to take me someplace quiet. We wound up at the river for the rest of the night. Somewhere around the break of day, I could hear it coming from a mile away. So don't say that word, not the one. We both heard too much. You may think you do, but you don't. It's just a fear of being alone.
She shouldn't talk very much, but she's a good singer.
That's for sure.
You're doing great, Dory.
Way to go, Dory.
You got some talent, for goodness sakes.
Reckless thoughts and clear a path wider than a hurricane's aftermath. We both traveled down that road. Well, in the name of love, and a thing goes. Don't say that word, not the one. We both heard too much. You may think
think you do, but you don't. It's just the fear of being alone, like a child in the night. There's no one to hold you and tell you everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, I must admit, it's been fun, but that's no reason to jump the gun. If this is real, your time will tell. So let me bite my tongue, get my mind myself. Don't say that word, not the one. We both heard too much. You may think you do, but you don't. It's just the fear of being alone.
I see your sister dancing.
Yep.
It's not like she's just nodding out during this.
Does it just fade out here?
Yeah! All right, Dory! Or Reba.
Hey, you kick ass.
Hey, that's pretty good, Dory.
Way to go.
That's fantastic.
I only wish Conway Twitty was alive.
I know. Conway would love it.
He would love this. I could see you gals at Twitty City.
I think you ought to keep your name Dory, and because, you know, you got Reba, you got Dory, and you sounded great. That was great. Were you nervous when you started singing?
Yeah.
A little bit?
A little bit nervous.
You did well. That's fantastic.
And, Lori, much as you say that you do your own thing when your sister sings, I did see you dancing.
That's right.
I saw you grooving.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do that.
All right. And you're her number one fan, right?
Absolutely.
She has no choice in the matter.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I do. If I didn't like her, I wouldn't be her number one.
I love it.
Well, girls, thank you for coming by. It was a pleasure meeting both of you.
You guys are terrific, and we will make sure that on the way back that you do have the proper amount of food in that limo. Are we gonna fill that limousine with some food?
To the brim!
Now listen, I want to stay in contact with you girls, okay?
All right.
We want to call you. We want to find out what's happening. Yes.
My tape. I don't know who from the radio asked me to bring it along, so you can all have it.
Oh, we can have it. Well, thank you, Dory.
And you went down, and those are the songs you recorded down in Nashville, right?
Those singles. That's a single.
That's fantastic.
It has three songs on it. I should record. I want to record the next seven when I get signed up.
Well, listen, you give us a phone number that our fans can call to order your record, and I guarantee you sold some records today on the show.
You got perfect pitch. Right. That's great. And you have a band that you perform with. Do you have the name for the band that we can give the band a plug for you?
The band I played with is called Little Country.
Little Country.
Yes.
Little Country.
All right. Fantastic, Dory.
Right. That is Dory and her sister, Lori.
Thanks for coming down. God bless you guys. Thanks for coming by.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was fantastic.
Right.
So listen, stay in touch, you kooks, okay?
Right.
I want to find out what happens.
We want to find out about Dory's music career, and we want to find about
Lori's love life.
Hey, Lori.
Yeah.
H-O-T, hot. I'm guessing, can I guess your bra size, Lori, before you go? Can I guess? I know you don't want to dwell on your breasts, but how about, I'm going to guess, a 38C.
Is he right, Lori, or are you going to tell us?
Rob, will you grab a microphone?
You're not going to tell us, are you?
Am I in the ballpark?
Yes.
Tease. You tease. Higher.
Hi.
Higher.
Come back here. Let me get a better look at you.
All right. What is it?
A D.
A D.
D.
A D.
38D.
Yeah. Way to go, Lori.
Hey. Well, I applaud that, Lori.
I will. Well, there they go. They're making their way out of the studio now.
Lori and Dory, the singing Chappelle sisters.
I love that.
That was one great feature.
We did not know until Dory sang. We hadn't heard the tape. We didn't know what she was going to sound like.
Right.
And I was very pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. And I'm real happy they were as personable as they were. And the questions about going to the bathroom and guys and all the other stuff we asked, they were very open to. So listen, we're going to get a phone number. They're not terribly organized right now.
Right.
So we're going to get a phone number. And if you'd be interested in ordering their records, then we shall, of course, encourage you to do so.
Excellent.
But just wait until we get a phone number with all their information.
Mm-hmm.
Our thanks to RMA Limo for all your transportation needs. Call RMA Limo at 1-301-231-6555.
And you know, it takes a lot of guts to get out there and do that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Dory was nervous coming in, but I think she knows that she had a good experience here. And Lori, I mean, what can you say about Lori? I mean, Lori's just hot to trot.
38D.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys, just for the record, it hit a new all-time low.
Oh, I would disagree. A new all-time high.
No, that was terrible. You cannot honestly tell me that you thought that was good.
I thought they were fantastic. I swear. I swear to my Savior Jesus Christ, I thought they were fantastic.
Now, let's get past the pity factor.
I'm not talking about
no,
pity.
No.
Seriously.
I mean,
no, you gotta consider the fact that what she's dealing with and what she's singing with and what she's grown up with, and that is a factor, but it's not a pity factor.
Pity factor.
No way.
I pity you. I pity some idiot, some Cletus like you.
Put it this way.
You know, you have got a lot of guts calling this show. You are pathetic. You really are.
I pity you.
What's your name? Why don't we get you exposed? Seriously, they came down here. They came down here. Their names were on the radio.
This guy won't give us his name. He's calling from somewhere in the Carolinas. We'd never be able to track him down. All right, Cletus. Well, you're the type of guy that gives the Carolinas the great reputation that they currently hold.
No, I'm just being honest.
Oh, you're just being honest. Yes,
totally honest.
And so many wonderful things have been said under the guise of I'm just being honest.
Well, I think you're a dick, and I'm just being honest.
That's,
I wish your mother would have aborted you.
That's fine. All I can say is I'm sitting here cringing.
Well, then don't listen, Cletus.
You know, you're cringing so much that you had to call and tell the entire listening audience that you were cringing, huh?
I'm sure I'm not the only one that was cringing.
Well, you know, the thing is, we weren't cringing, and we were sitting here in the studio.
You cannot.
I wish you were aborted. I swear I wish you were never born.
Oh, please.
You know, someday, you were never born.
You know, someday the bottom line is someday you're going to grow up. That's going to happen. Maybe it'll be like when you're maybe it'll be when you're 70 or 75. But someday you're going to become an adult, and
you know
someday you know who knows when it'll happen. But maybe you will become an adult because you're not an adult right now. You're not an adult.
Even better, I hope something really bad happens to you, something debilitating, where you have to rebuild your life, and then you will call us and you'll say, Don and Mike, you know what? I haven't been the same since that accident. I'm trying to get my life going again.
Now, wait a minute.
Would you have me on your show to give me a break?
Wait,
and you know what I'll say? I wish your mother aborted you.
And then when you cry about it and you're crying and you're looking at me, Dom, why did you say that? You're going to say, well, I was just being honest.
I was just being honest.
For this purpose, so someone would call in and object to it. And so you had this whole thing planned out that you could just rail on them.
Hell no.
Yes, you did.
The call we'd like to take would be somebody calling and saying,
want to know how to buy their record.
We would have liked to take a call saying, hey, I'd like to buy their record because I think they've got a tremendous amount of courage to do what they're doing, to come out in front of everybody. Oh, well, screw you. I don't care what you're doubting. I don't care what you're doubting. Because I don't think you're just not an adult. That's all there, and it's pretty obvious.
I disagree.
No, you're not an adult.
Jerry Springer would be proud, guys.
Well, I take that as a compliment.
And he hangs up.
There you go.
Mr. Courage.
Arnie Abortion.
Arnie Abortion.
How come your mother didn't get a nice big hanger? Hanger? I hardly knew her. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going? Hello, Buzz. Hey, listen, right on, guys. What you guys did was a super great thing.
Hey, listen, don't get me wrong. There's exploitation here, and there's no doubt about it that I've wanted to have Siamese twins, conjoined twins, on the show. Did I know that they would be as personable as they were? No. Was I pleasantly surprised? Yes. Did she have some talent?
And they
talent?
Were very nice, and I enjoyed it.
Yes.
I'm waiting for the phone number so I can buy their tape.
Well, we're trying to get it. As I mentioned, they're not terribly organized right now.
And they know, you know something, they know what's going on, too. They're fully aware of everything that's going on, and she's using it to, you know, to do this music thing, and she's having fun doing it.
You know, and God bless them both. They've been fighting the odds from day one.
Right on.
You know, that is cruel. Maybe I should have deleted that guy's call out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to tell that guy wherever he is. I'm John in Sacramento. Kiss my ass.
You know the thing, and thank you for saying that for us. We appreciate it. You know, and it's just a question of being an adult, and that guy wasn't an adult. That's all that
And
is
I
to
think
it.
People should know that these were difficult circumstances. I think this was our first time to sing live on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very cramped studio. This wasn't easy for anybody.
I think he was an adult. I think he was a stupid adult.
A stupid adult.
A stupid adult who should have been aborted.
Yeah, probably something about 25 going on 8.
Just reach down there and pull that out. Hello, Don and Mike show. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
When he was gooing stuff. I know where babies come from.
I'd like to watch that.
Kiss me where I go to the bathroom. That's what I say to him, and I don't mean it like gift men. I mean, kiss me back there where Marv Albert likes it. Hello? Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
You're sensitive.
I thought the girl was not too bad. The guy that called in and said stunk and everything, we were out here listening to it a cappella. We couldn't hear any music in the background. As soon as they started singing, it was all voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll dare anybody to do that.
Yeah, I mean, singing a cappella is the hardest type of singing to do in the world.
Of course, she was fantastic.
Anybody, you know, to sing out without any music, you know, your voice sound, you hear every single
I know
voice.
That. most people listening to the show now agree. I was just blown away. I just picked up. We got 12 lines ringing. Picked one up, and I thought it would be somebody saying, "Hey,
sure,
I love that." How was I to know it would be a Cletus?
Sure.
Ain't that something? Absolutely. Well, our thanks to Lori and Dory, and they were fantastic. And we'll find a number for them, and now we will be able to continue an ongoing relationship with them.
Yeah. Sure.
To find out about dating and such.
Do we love oddities? Yes, we love oddities. Do we love Lori and Dory? Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Did we think that she was the next Barbara Streisand? No, absolutely not. But did she do an incredible job, considering where she comes from and what she's been dealing with? Absolutely. And she had perfect pitch. She was right on that. That's the bottom line.
Well, I think she is the next Barbara Streisand, but then I think Barbara Streisand really sucks. I don't see what all the hoopla is about Barbara Streisand.
Well, she's getting married, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
James Brolin, the luckiest man in the world.
Listen, I don't even want to get any more calls about this. Guys, are we still getting calls? Now we're just going to get people who will call in and say that they, you know, of course they thought they were great, and then it sounds patronizing. Hello?
Don.
Yes.
I want to apologize on behalf of your fans in the Carolinas. Cletus that called earlier?
No.
Obviously, just was trying to antagonize you guys.
I'm positive that everyone from the great state of South Carolina is just like him.
No. We
just like him.
We send him. It's called North Carolina.
You are all mirror images. All right, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye. And our thanks to Lori and Dory. We got to do a break, and we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hip swing dancing on Thursdays.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
You know, it could have been, but before you dance, you got to get up the nerve to approach a strange woman. Before you do that, you got to stop throwing up in the men's room.
Oh, yeah, I know what he means. Dancing is different. You're very vulnerable.
Yeah, it's a big risk asking someone if you can hold on to him for 10 minutes.
All I want is 5, and I get off me, I'm sleeping.
Idiot.
The Don and Mike Show. The bologna is touching your eyeball, and the hot dog is humping your nose. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, congratulations on your rating.
Well, thank you to you for listening. No crap, really.
I would like to ask you a question about it.
You would like to ask us a question about what, our ratings?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
But I'll tell you,
How do you get ratings?
See, I was
just... people call?
No. Hold on, pipe down. I was just going to tell you. That's one thing that the ratings company does not let disc jockeys do, is explain how the ratings are gotten.
If we explain the process, we'd have to kill you.
Oh, okay.
I mean, really, one time, a long time ago, I did explain on the radio exactly how they do it.
Right, and we were in big trouble.
Yeah, and what they do then is the next ratings book, they just don't list you.
Yeah.
It's like if you let the secret go about how they get the ratings,
right,
they take you out of the ratings book. So we really can't discuss it.
Can't do it.
I'll tell you this, it's an inexact goddamn science.
Right.
you got a better luck of closing your eyes
uh-huh.
and throwing a dartboard and hitting it in the middle than you do of getting an accurate rating.
Absolutely. You have to look at the big picture.
Huh? That's what makes it so happy.
I always get nervous when we're talking about it because, I mean, they're very picky. You know, you can say the wrong thing and be in big, big trouble.
Right.
So you have to be very, you have to speak in generalities and all. We have to tell you. You can tell them, you know, where you are and what categories you're number one in. That's perfectly all right.
They can't talk about anything else.
Can I tell you something else they'll do? Is they'll have people who work there call radio shows and ask them to explain.
Oh, the ratings company does that?
Oh, yeah.
Or like sending an underage kid to a bar.
Yeah, or like maybe this guy who just called in. Maybe that's where he works.
Is he still here? Is he still
on? No, I am moved on. I hung up on him.
Okay. Yeah. See, you can make me go. Well, immediately. You can say something like that. Where is he? Rip him apart!
Well, you know what the worst, though, was? The worst was, remember when WCXR used to be a radio station?
Oh, yes.
WCXR would have someone whose job it was just to listen to our show every day.
Right, to see what we would do wrong.
Right. And, like, they would write letters to the FCC, and they would write letters to the ratings company. It was one person who sat in the room from 5 till 10 every morning.
Absolutely.
Just listening to our show, writing down everything that we did, trying desperately to catch us on some technicality.
Yeah, and we really didn't give them any opportunities. We really didn't. And it was horrible what they did.
They're very bad people.
They had horrible jackets, too. Horrible purple satin jackets with a silk-screened white capital on there.
With the awful, the rock of the capital, please.
Yes. Hello. I remember that guy, Dave the Predictor, on the golf course.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Nice ratings, right in his backswing. Right in his backswing, and he says, you, F you! I'm like, see ya.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to know, did anybody else call in today so far to guess the sound? Because I was in a meeting and I missed it.
Honey, listen, how many times do we have to explain how the contest works?
No. I don't want to guess it. I just want to know if anybody else...
Oh, you mean have we played the game yet today?
Yes.
No, we have not.
Okay, because I was just able to tune in.
Okay, all right, I understand the question now. Thank you.
And if you'd be interested in coming down, we've upped the ante.
To
$3,000 if you come down and take a guess and risk your head being shaved.
No, I couldn't shave my hair. It's too long.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
See you.
Bye.
That's a responsible listener in a way. She was in a meeting and she just wanted to get up to speed with the show.
Understood. Hello, Don and Mike Show. But if she was really a real listener,
she would have blown off the meeting.
Correct him, Mundo.
There you go.
Yes. Hello.
That's right. Hello.
Hello.
That's right.
Hi, I know the secret sound.
Come on, please, everybody. Knock it off. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys kick ass.
Right. Well, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Right. Yes, we are.
Hey, guys. Hey, about reading women. I've been listening to y'all for years, and I've never heard y'all talk about this one gal.
Who?
Lori Morgan.
Lori Morgan, the country singer?
Yeah.
We'll rate her. I think we can rate her.
We'll put her on the list.
That's a great idea.
I think that Troy Aikman used to bang her. Although, you know what I heard?
Senator Fred Thompson also dated her, Dom.
Yeah, I've heard the rumor, though, that Troy Aikman is lighting his loafers.
Yeah,
and that the only reason that Troy Aikman even dated Lori Morgan was so that people wouldn't think that he, was a butt pirate.
I heard the same thing. I heard she dumped him because he wasn't doing the thing to her.
Really?
Troy Aikman, imagine that.
After one of the many concussions.
Mm. Hello, Lori. Hey, waiting out here in the limo. Just getting ready to play for the Cowboys.
You know another rumor that won't go away?
What?
About an NFL player being gay?
Who?
It's Cordell.
Cordell Stewart.
I keep hearing those rumors.
And that rumor has been around for years.
But it keeps resurfacing. And there are these reports that people go to these gay bars in Pittsburgh at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and they walk in, and there's Cordell Stewart there.
You don't see a Dennis Rodman type in the NFL. You don't see guys that are going to be that flamboyant. And Dennis Rodman, who is allowed to go to gay bars, straight bars, it doesn't matter. And really just, his sexuality is not brought into question.
Right.
In the NFL, however,
any homos in the NFL, you can throw a rumor out,
you can throw a guy's name out, and it's even not true, and bingo, it runs the gamut.
Well, it's because if a guy really ever came out of the NFL and said, hey, guess what, I'm homo,
right?
Like most of the NFL players are totally homophobic.
Well, but there have been gays in the NFL for years.
But they always come out afterwards. They're done playing.
or sometimes they probably don't come out. They might not come out ever. You know what I mean?
But they certainly don't when they're coming out of the shower. They don't come out and go, hey, fellas, I want to tell you something. We really did a great job out there moving the ball. And, oh, yeah, you have a sweet ass.
I think that team sports would be a very logical place for homosexual tendencies to develop and expand.
Mm-hmm.
I really would think so. I mean, I think it would be and I think that's probably why you see some of that occasionally.
I would bet that probably baseball has your number one most amount of homos.
I think I know the sport that has the least, and that would be
hockey. I would agree.
Those guys are dangerously heterosexual.
They're thugs.
I've hung out with those guys. I mean, the stuff they talk about,
I would agree.
Their heterosexuality is like into a different sphere.
I would say baseball number one, then probably football number two. I'd rate the NBA number three, although I know there are some.
You think football's number two?
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's some queers in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
but not as many as in football.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would rate, like you, hockey fourth.
And as we always say, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Right.
Oh, also, I bet soccer, very big with gays.
Yeah.
I mean, gay guys that play soccer.
Probably.
Especially on those European teams.
Right, right.
Because you know how Europeans are, Mike.
What about the PGA Tour? Now, the PGA Tour probably... Just a,
oh no! Yeah. Oh, you know what? You've got some flamings on the PGA.
There are a couple of guys that come to mind that there have always been rumors, but
and probably on your senior PGA tour, you probably got a couple of real fairies there.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
I think you go through the list of the senior tour of those guys.
You don't think Lee Trevino likes that?
No, no way. Not with their cigar chomping, smelly armpit senior tour. No, I don't.
You don't
think so.
Chai Chai likes that?
No way. Not Chai Chai Rodriguez. No way.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I got a question about being homophobic. My girlfriend laughs at because I put lipstick on with my finger. I mean, chapstick with my finger. And I know y'all was talking about how you wash your hair, you don't turn to the back, you do it in the front.
Yes.
What you think about that?
about putting chapstick on with a finger?
Are you talking about
instead of putting it on like a female does with your lips, you know what I mean, with the whole chapstick, I put it on my finger first, then I put it on my lips.
All right, that's kind of gay. Because I don't see why you just wouldn't use the applicator.
Yeah, are you talking about a regular chapstick?
Right, exactly.
That you like twist the bottom and the wax part comes out?
Yeah, that's like little gay putting on, which like female does. And also, when I have bananas, I'll break it off first.
Hold on.
I wanted to tell you, you know the deal when we're getting the makeup the other day at the King of Queens? Did you notice? Did they give you the lip stuff?
Yes.
Were they? How did she do it?
She squirted it on my finger and then asked me to apply it.
So they didn't want to share anybody's lip spooge.
Right. She calls me homophobic all the time because there's certain things I don't do. And I was telling her how y'all was talking about how you're washing your hair, that you face the shower instead of turning your back like a female. And
well, that doesn't mean you're a homophobe. A homophobe is someone who hates homosexuals.
Right. I mean, just the whole thing about being like a woman, like putting lipstick on and eating bananas, like the whole thing about putting a banana in your mouth.
Well, see, it's not being a homophobe. What it is she's telling you is that you've got homosexual tendencies.
No,
being a homophobe would be if that thing started at the end of the bar and you were at, like, La Cage aux Folles, and it worked its way all the way down to the bar and it got to you, and then you put it on your finger. That would be homophobic.
No, I got it.
So your girlfriend left you because of this? Because you were applied chapstick?
No, she laughs at me every time. Like, if I eat a banana, I'll break a piece off and put it in my mouth instead of just putting the whole thing in my mouth. And, like, you know, when I put chapstick on, I put it on my finger first and put it on my lips.
I want to tell you something. I've just made it an astute observation. Huh? You are 100% gay.
Yeah, you're gay.
You're gay.
You got far from it.
No, I think you're gay. You're very lucky that this is a gay-friendly show. But you're gay. If you are so flipped out that you can't eat a banana without making it into little pieces.
You know, y'all got the banana. I've seen a lot of girls with the banana tricks and all that.
If you are hung up about eating a banana, you are gay.
You're 100% gay.
I eat bananas. I got no problem with bananas. It's the way you eat
it. No. You just said you break the banana into little pieces.
Right, exactly.
You are gay.
No, you can if you just stick the whole thing in your mouth.
No, you're not.
No, if you're thinking.
Yeah, because y'all probably do it.
That's the way we eat a banana. If you are so hung up with your sexuality that you can't even eat a banana without breaking it off.
Because you're the one that immediately thinks when you see the banana.
Then it's a penis.
You think it's a guy's thing.
God, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we do.
I love that show, man. Big fan. Listen to y'all for years.
Thank you.
You're gay.
My name is Jay, and I went on a Kings of Men trip with y'all.
What's your first name? What's your first name?
Jay.
Gay Jay.
Gay Jay.
You're Gay Jay.
I was Jimmy Walker, right, exactly.
All right, thank you, Gay Jay.
No.
Bye-bye. Gay Jay.
Hi, guys.
Bye. That was Gay Jay, everyone. That just sounds about as funny as it can get. Gay Jay. If you're that hung up that you're worried about how you're eating a banana...
You're 100% gay.
And when I was saying, you know, when he was first telling the chapstick story, I was like, maybe he just prefers to put the chap... No, he is thinking also of the chapstick as a phallic symbol.
Yes,
and
right.
That's even going... But that's worse than the banana.
Right, mm-hmm. That's why he puts it on his finger, because it's a shaft coming out of the chapstick.
So he thinks if he puts it up to his lips, it's going to be,
That's a kind of homophobia, and they think that a lot of homophobes, especially the ones who, you know, get violent, are that way because they fear their own homosexuality.
I believe that so totally. Yeah. I truly believe that.
I would just like to point out the ending of the movie American Beauty. If you haven't seen the movie, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but...
Yeah, that's a classic example of that, what Buzz was just mentioning.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi,
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I can name 5 gay NHL players, including a Bruin. Mike, maybe you can recognize them.
Okay, go ahead.
5 gay hockey players?
But you know, but I want to say that these are not out-of-the-closet confirmations, right? Because there are rumors, every athlete and everybody, I mean, there are lots of rumors that circulate around.
Well, when the trainer catches 2 of them in the whirlpool...
You don't know that.
Oh, come on.
You don't know that.
Come on, please.
You want some names, don't you?
Give me one name. Give me the name that the non-hockey fan would know. Who's the most...
Ken Linsman.
The most prominent name. Who is it?
Ken Linsman.
All right, you don't know that.
No, I don't know. Hello, Don and Mike.
Alleged.
Hello. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
When you're talking about gay people in sports, you forgot to mention figure skating.
Well, that's come on, please. Yeah. That's a given, okay? Well,
really, I mean, you're getting out of the 90th percentile.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Finger skating.
Pointing out the obvious.
I don't think you can be that good as a guy unless you, you know. Well, you know, there are a lot of. I think you have to talk about the guys that are not gay in figure skating.
Okay, start that list. Hello, John and Mike show.
Yeah, there's no way that gay golfer thing is right.
What do you mean?
Have you ever known a gay guy who would coordinate clothes that badly?
Good point.
Listen, I'll tell you something.
Gay guys would rather be dead on, like, 11 or guillotine before they
hold
get
on. Tapped into something with this gay
hold
golf
on.
Thing.
Hold
you
on.
Get a lot of protests.
But you're thinking about the guys, like the big, fat, sloppy guys. And I'm not insinuating that Tiger is gay, because I don't think he is.
No, I don't think he is.
But a guy like Tiger, he dresses nice, man. I mean, his shirt.
Comparatively. Like, that's saying, like... Oh, yeah, Tiger's like the best-looking golfer on the course. Any of those guys walked into a gay bar, they'd be hounded out.
I think a lot of golfers... wonderful color coordination on the PGA Tour.
I disagree.
Tartan pants, for Christ's sake.
What decade are you looking at?
Dude, I'm talking about the general golfer now.
Tartan pants?
Chi-Chi's still wearing those goofy, like, polo shirts with a prince on them.
Chi-Chi. If he's going to use Chi-Chi, he's absolutely right.
Look, we're talking about today's modern golfer.
Tartan pants? What do you mean, tartan pants? Yeah, knickers. Of course, Payne Stewart.
Yeah, right. You tell me that guy's not gay. Look at that. Look at those clothes. He screams he's gay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, I would also like to say that, like you, I think I'm 5% gay. That gives me the ability to recognize that Oscar De La Hoya is boxing's homo.
I you know what? You just hung up
and ran.
After making what I thought was a brilliant statement, I would not disagree with that.
Well, I don't think it's all that much of a revelation. I think a lot of people, because of the way he talks, have thought that maybe he's gay, you know, all the way along. But I tell you, I was at that fight, that last fight before the big one against Trinidad, and it's a shame because he's wasting himself if he is gay, because he is surrounded by so many women, so many women.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Well, he's talking about the hockey players not being gay. Did you ever see the thing that they had on 48 Hours about hockey hazing?
Hockey hazing?
What they did was the guy was talking about sticking gerbils up their butt, making them ride naked in the back of the bus.
All right, I can speak with authority on this.
Maybe some of the hockey players are gay, though.
Let me tell you something. A bunch of those guys I used to skate with in the alumni told me stories about what they would do to rookies. And what they would do to rookies, there was some very, very strange. It involved string and a doorknob.
You know what, Mike? That sounds like borderline gay to me.
Yeah, it does.
If you want to play a prank on a guy and it involves his wiener,
right?
You know,
yeah.
you're in dangerous territory.
Well,
there.
You know, they would tell me a lot of these stories, but I'll tell you right now, I never got the impression that I just didn't want to be naked.
Hello, hello. Oops, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, right now. How are you? Mike, how are you doing?
Turn your radio down, please.
It is already down as soon as I heard you pick up the phone.
It is.
There was a, just speaking of American Beauty and then the current subject, there was a great quote from Kevin Spacey in the paper about a week or two ago.
Goodbye. The guy was just annoying. I'm sorry.
Yes, he was.
I started with the it is. I just hate a guy who's so prepared. You know what I mean? A guy who says, you were speaking of American Beauty.
Had it turned down right from the beginning. Listen, I'm in control now. Listen, let me monopolize.
Yeah, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. There is a crew team out of D.C. that is entirely gay, and I was...
I mean, like guys that row boats and stuff?
Yeah, their uniform is black spandex with an upside-down triangle.
All right, well, that's not a shock that you might have gay guys in that sport.
Big, strong guys for crew jocks. You gotta be big and strong. You know, when you hung up on that last guy, I was listening to another show in town this morning, and I was realizing what a pleasure it is to do this show. That we don't. There was a lady that they just kept on because the rule has to be, thank you for calling. We appreciate the call. Goodbye. You know, they have to go that whole way. And this lady had no interest in listening to anyone else, and it was like this voice going, yeah. And I actually was listening. I wanted to stay on that station. I turned it down for maybe 30 seconds, turned it back down. And they went all the way, right till the end when he said, thanks for the call. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, okay, Diamond. Oh, you know what I heard on that show this morning?
That's so annoying.
Listen to this. He's such a copycat. I heard Jack Diamond's new contest today.
Right.
Hey, got a great new contest going on, everybody. It's
the secret song.
Oh, there you go. Change sound to song and make it your
secret,
own.
Secret song.
And the guy was doing the exact same rap as we were saying.
Oh, God.
You know, I've gotten calls from people and emails.
everybody calling up saying, hey, I know what that song is. You know, it's such a great contest. The secret song contest coming up. I'm going to play it for you in just a few minutes right here at Dive Into the Morning.
Oh, he's...
Dive Into the Morning. I'm going to be the best ex-husband possible.
You are indeed, Diamond. Yes, my friend. All right, secret song.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. What do you think about NASCAR drivers?
Yes. Absolutely. Now, not your old times like
Dale Earnhardt,
the Petty Boys,
Richard and Kyle.
But I mean Jeff Gordon.
Absolutely.
But isn't he the only one? Isn't
no.
he the only one?
There's a couple other Pretty Boys. You know, I wish I knew more about NASCAR.
Indy cars. I think a better chance Indy cars.
Yeah, and again, you know what it is? The European factor. Yeah. You got like so many Italians and stuff. You know. Andretti? That's a gay-sounding name.
Mario and Michael.
Right. Hi.
We're the Andretti's. Of course, Danny Sullivan, he was an Indy driver, and he was like a super stud.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
some of those race car drivers, for whatever reason, that sport attracts like the supermodels.
Yeah.
Right? I'm trying to think of one. There's some race car driver now that's going out with some hottie.
Jeff Gordon's wife is like some kind of a beauty queen.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think that she's like David Copperfield and what's her name?
Claudia Schiffer. Yeah.
Claudia Schiffer.
The beard.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
No, it's crap.
Okay. Hello, last call. Don and Mike show.
What about swimming?
Okay, it goes without, okay?
Let's not talk about swimming. Let's talk about diving.
It goes without saying that there's lots of gays. Generally, in your Olympic sports,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you got a lot more gays than in your professional sports.
Well, I think any sport that you have to shave yourself clean for, you know, it might be a little suspect.
You ever think about old Spitz? Remember Mark Spitz?
Mark, how do
you
think the Olympic swimmer?
How do you think he got that name?
I guess he swallows.
Right. Bingo. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. Listen, enough on this topic.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't appreciate the French as a people. I find them annoying.
Gorgy, the Don and Mike Show.
Do you think it will ever be that we work at a radio station that is not so friggin' cheap that we could have more than one microphone for the guests to share?
This
is
truly... Can we write the management or call the email the management?
You know, we only really... We talk about how bad this place is, but we only become really aware of how bad it is when we actually get people coming in to visit, and then we just... I mean, look at this place. Is this one of the crappiest...
It's very
no,
cuddly.
That doesn't
actually,
help
I can put my head on Johnny's shoulders, and I think it's very kind of good.
Listen, that's kooky because you were like almost related on TV,
well,
you know.
This is incestual, but hey, that's
hey, we're no related. We are born on the same day.
Were you really?
December the 13th, Russians are short.
You know, you both look exactly the same as you did on Family Affair. I mean, you're grown up, but you really do.
You should see the picture that we hang in the closet, Dorian Whitaker and Dorian Garber.
I mean, it's just that, you know, you do look the same, and I guess you get that all the time.
Johnny Whitaker and Kathy Carver, they of course, run Family Affair. It's Jody and Sissy.
Jody and Sissy are here.
Uncle Bill.
Well, Kathy, I'm sure you get this from a lot of guys. When I was a kid and I was watching you.
Yes.
You were H.O.T. on that show.
Oh, I think I still am.
No. Not saying you're not hot now. I'm just saying when I used to watch that show as a kid, you know, to watch Sissy would always be one of the highlights.
She was the only one with boobs.
Right. Absolutely.
And we can say that word, can't we?
Yeah, sure.
And short skirts. I mean, that was
very
the day
short
of the skirt.
Very
mini,
short
skirts. Mini skirts. And
you guys seem like you're close. I could just, just in the first.
Well, we're in your
seconds.
Studio.
You gotta be close, honey.
You seem like you get along. You really do. I mean, you can tell by, you know, when people come in. You guys get along real well?
Sure.
Yeah, we do.
Did you get along when the show was being done way back when?
Fought every single day.
Did you really?
Yes, brothers and sisters would.
Well, see, Kathy was a little older than we are, so, you know, she would hang out with us every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. I would condescend.
Yes. But, you know, I mean, Anissa and I kind of had our
spot, and the adults kind of had their spot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, she would come. Whenever we did cool things, like my dad was a woodworker and all of that, we would have woodworking during the summer. Then Kathy would make sure everybody on the set wanted to do some woodworking and metalworking and all.
And one time we made a pomodoro out of an orange. And the way you do that is to take an orange. This is a Martha Stewart segment
That's
of your
right.
show, Mike and Don. And you stick clothes in every single little orifice of the orange. And then you have a sweet-smelling thing to put in your closet or in your drawer.
Oh, my God. So
these are handy hints.
The whole time you were on Family Affair, were you a virgin the whole time you were on that show?
Yes.
Oh, you were.
And that's the first time anyone, A, has ever asked that, mm-hmm. and B, that I have ever admitted that.
I applaud your honesty.
So you were not deflowered the
no.
whole time that you were on
no,
the show.
No, I was a sweet and wholesome young thing.
She still is.
Johnny, with an 8-year-old child, I don't know.
Johnny, I have a question for you also.
Sure.
Mr. French ever come on to you?
No, Sebastian had always been very cool.
We do a running joke that we've done really for, this show's been on the air 15 years. We've done this for almost 15 years. But we do, Buffy, Jody, it's time for your 34th bath today.
Uncle Bill.
Very clean show.
We have to be honest, tell you the material we've done for years on this
that's
show.
Cool. That's
I mean,
fun.
15 years you've been making fun of us. Well,
yeah,
hey,
absolutely.
And now you can do it in front of us.
Because really, Family Affair was one of those shows that everybody goddamn watched when we were growing up. Everybody did. And now I see it's still on now on TV Land.
And
right?
Johnny and I are working on the movie of it.
Yes.
I did not know they were making a
Family Affair
movie.
Yes.
Wait, what role, obviously, are you not going to be playing the kids?
We're working behind the scenes.
I have a deal with Warner Brothers to be the associate producer. Warner Brothers is going to be our distributor. Marty Croft is the producer. And John Hughes, that did Sweet 16. And
right.
Howie Deutsch is the director. And we've just lost our writer. So, if anyone has a great idea or wonderful, fabulous writing capabilities,
I think
we
could probably knock something out for you right
yes,
now.
Yes, I'm sure you could knock it out.
Well, you're a firecracker. I'll tell you, you're a firecracker.
I'm hot, remember?
You are very hot. Mm-hmm. Would you stand up for a minute? Can I take a look at you?
Yeah, this is too small.
Come on, please. Just stand up for a second. Let me just
stand up. Oh, my God. Do you know,
still works.
Hot.
Well,
you know,
still works.
Wow. God was good to you.
Yeah, look at you.
But, you know, we are in Gaithersburg here.
Oh, I'll give you your plug.
To do a show.
Yeah. Listen, Gaithersburg Antique and Collectible Show tomorrow and Sunday.
Right.
Both days. Your kids will be out there. Now, what do you do when you go to these shows?
Sign autograph pictures and say hi to fans and friends. And it's a collectible show. We're not antiques.
We are collectibles.
At the end of the day. And please answer this honestly, because I know there's it's before the show, but at the end of the day, when you get the 500th person saying you were so cute, you're so cute and so adorable, do you get tired of the same old question?
Shut up!
There you go.
Get the hell out of here.
No, personally, I start believing it. I said thank you very much.
So you dig it, and you can handle it, or if you can't,
actually,
you fake it.
We do a lot of I've done a lot of shows. I meet really good people, and that have gone and grown to things like. I have this wonderful person that made my website, KathyGarber.com.
Hey, Robbie, pull that up
plug,
for me. No, that was a plug. Pull that up for me on the web right now, will you, Robbie?
Oh,
and
cool.
I met her at one of these shows, and I met another fellow that was an animator. Because of that, I did 6 episodes of Spider-Man, His Amazing Friends. So you do meet interesting people.
Oh, it's really
you know,
cool.
I really do like it. And there'll be some other people there. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, here you
go. Sunny Stroyer.
Right.
Who was Enos.
He pales in comparison to you guys. Come on, please.
And Lonnie Burr from the Mouseketeers and Mickey Mouse Show. He's a local.
Is that it?
Oh, no, there's one more.
Some loser from
Conrad Brooks.
Plan 9 from
Outer Space.
Okay, you guys are the headliners.
Yeah, so you're the big guy.
You guys are the big star.
We're the headliners.
You are. I mean, you know, everything's got a pecking order, and on that thing, you guys are the headliners.
Now, Johnny,
of course you are.
Didn't I see you on TV all the time recently about this Dana Plato thing that you were actually...
Dana's manager.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the last 6 months of Dana's life, I was helping her get her career... jump-started in a very positive way. She'd done some off-color and not as, positive things, and there was a couple of roles. Actually, there was a role that I submitted her for, which was for this new, ER guy that's just coming out now. George Clooney.
Clooney?
Yeah, in his...
the Three Kings movie?
Three Kings movie. She was going to play one of the roles in that.
Oh, really?
And then it just didn't work out for her to do that. But we had her to do a play this summer called The Hyams Love Song. And she was real excited about that. And for whatever reason, she decided that she needed to get some money from the other side of the show business and was going to do a show out in Chicago that she was publicizing on Mr. Howard Stern's show, and came back to Moore, Oklahoma right after the tornadoes and died in her sleep after taking some pills. And
did you have any inkling that she was close to that? I mean, being her manager?
I myself am in recovery. And I knew that she had problems, and I told her that she had to call me every day.
Mm-hmm. And did she?
No.
So you kind of, that would give you an inkling.
Oh, definitely. And I tried to help her as much as she wanted to be helped. And she was a great girl. She's a wonderful, tons of personality, tons of spirit, and a great, great actress.
Why do so many people that are child stars get so screwed up all the time? I mean, it just seems like it happens again and again and again.
Were you screwed up, Kathy?
No.
I didn't think so. She's just too damn perky.
Yeah.
That's all.
No, I mean, I think the main thing is that, you know, you have a great deal of notoriety, a great deal of public awareness and kudos given to you all the time. And, hey, it's going to end sometime, and you have to deal with the non-celebrity situation.
And most children are not given the tools to deal with that. Everything is taken care of for them.
Do you think there's some point, though, where you have to be so good all the time, so squeaky clean all the time, that it just kind of blows out in another direction as soon as the show is over?
Well, that was the way it was with me, but I was lucky enough to do all my little things kind of unknowingly and clandestinely, basically.
Right.
And then my family kicked my butt and said, you know, do it or else.
Did you get a lot of girls because you were on Family Affair?
Actually, no.
I mean, when you grew up. Obviously,
no.
Not when you were on the show.
I was actually a Mormon missionary for 2 years.
Yeah, when he was on the show, that would have been. We would have had to report that to the authorities.
11-year-old.
So you're a Mormon now?
Yes.
You're a Mormon missionary?
I was a Mormon missionary.
You were? Okay.
Yes.
Boy, God, you've done a lot of stuff. Weren't you into computers or something like that?
Yeah.
I saw that on TV.
I still do a lot of computer work.
Really?
But now I'm into managing, and I manage. You know, have you ever heard of the little kid, T-Rex Spute, who sang at the Dodger Stadium and was on the Jay Leno show?
Oh, yeah, I saw her on Jay Leno show, right.
Him.
You manage her?
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's my kid.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know him very well, don't you? Yeah. Don't you know her very well?
He sang the national anthem.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting that confused up with Robbie. Who's that little kid that sings opera?
Charlotte Church.
Right.
Oh, she's very talented too. So you're getting back into show business.
Yes.
And any particular reason why, after such a long absence, why you're getting back into the business that might have affected you in a negative way?
Well, I believe anything that I did was my own making. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the business definitely was a kick in the pants and helped me to get to certain points, but, you know, my substance and alcoholism has everything to do with me and not everybody else.
You weren't drinking when you were on the show.
No.
How about Uncle Bill?
Just Stogie.
Johnny, come clean. You just tell them how you and Mr. French would go behind there, you know, and drink that vodka.
Okay,
so it wouldn't, you know.
What about Uncle Bill, really? He had to be hammered for most of those shows, right? Right?
Well, he wasn't to me. All he did was throw me up on his shoulders and give me piggyback rides onto the set.
You can't have that style on camera without probably being half looped, I would think.
Kathy, let's talk about you.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Now, I just pulled up your website, and it's some broad from Charlotte. It says, "Welcome to my home on the web. I'm a Charlotte native." It's a real estate.
No, it's Garver.
Robbie, it's Garver. Robbie, it's Garver.
That's
all right, Robbie. That would be the third time. I'd like to apologize for that.
Thank you very much. I see why you work in tandem.
Kathy Garver. Kathy Garver.
With a G.
Yes.
So, are you married?
Yes, I am.
First time, second time, third
time?
First time,
18 years.
18
I have
the
most beautiful child. He's 8 years old. Johnny's going to handle him.
Yes.
In Los Angeles. He's already done a national commercial that is paying for his first year at Stanford.
You are not worried about that? About your kid getting into show biz?
Oh, you know what? I don't push him at all. And we live in Northern California. We live in San Francisco. If there's something cool, I let him do it. But, I mean, he plays soccer and basketball and gets A's, and he's very well-rounded. And if something's there for him, that's cool.
You don't want him to be the next Cody Gifford, though, right?
No. No.
Okay, here's your website.
That's my website.
Oh, look at
Isn't
that.
It sweet?
Robbie, scroll down
you're
a little
perky.
Bit.
It's so perky.
Although,
it's
best
so
known
nice.
For co-starring on Family Affair. Oh, yeah, look at how hot you were on that show.
Yeah, she was hot.
No, that's now.
Well, that's a, look at that.
That's
a couple
now.
Years ago.
Oh, Jesus. I used to watch that show. You don't want to know what I used to do when I used to watch that show.
No,
when I was a,
probably not.
When I was a kid.
Yeah. Firestar, that's the animated series. Are you scrolling through this?
Robbie, cool. Click on Family Affair.
I should
oh,
say
no, no, click on merchandise. I want to see what she's selling.
Pictures, but you can buy them in person in Gaithersburg this weekend, and you don't...
Right, well, give me a plug. Settle down on that.
But you don't have to go onto the web. You can just...
Autograph professional. Let me see how much...
County Fairgrounds.
Let me see how much Kathy charges for a photo. Scroll down, Robbie. Hold on a second.
It is so cheap. I mean...
$10?
Plus $3 for postage and handling.
Oh! What a scam.
Oh,
scroll down. Keep scrolling down.
I'm not going to be around that much longer. I mean, if you want the real me with the real...
You're not going to be around. Yeah, you're 80 years old. Yeah, you'll be dying soon.
Call
right.
me Gloria
hey, we
Stewart.
Don't get residuals, you know?
Come you on. Yeah, that's right, you don't.
$10 a photo. You sell lots of those?
You bet I do.
Do you really?
But you can get them for free at Gaithersburg.
Okay.
I mean, for $10 at Gaithersburg.
Okay. Tomorrow...
Shipping and handling.
Tomorrow and Sunday, these two kids will be at Gaithersburg Antique and Collectible Show. 10 to 5 Saturday.
Child stars have to make a living too, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
you
right.
Bet.
And 10 to 4 on Sunday.
Well, you guys seem real perky and real happy and real well adjusted. You really do.
Today.
That's all a lie, isn't it?
Yeah. We've been in show business all our lives. It's the only way we know.
Kathy gave me a kind of a look, even with all that perky smile, said, if you only knew.
Really? Really? Well, it was a pleasure to meet you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. Johnny, nice to meet you,
good
sir.
Good to meet you.
Kathy, you're still hot.
Thank you.
Still
so
hot.
Mike.
Good luck in Gaithersburg. Hope everybody comes out to see you. Hope
thank
you have
you.
A good time.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Tom Baker's
Hi. Oh, we will. Say hi yourself. Hi, Bakersfield.
Hi, Bakersfield.
All right, goodbye, you guys.
Johnny Whitaker and Kathy Garber.
That's with a G.
With a G. Thanks, guys.
You don't sell any nude photos on the web, do you?
Yeah, but you have to go click into this special thing. You have to pay $18 to register.
I paid $18 for a naked picture.
$18 to register.
Absolutely, I would.
What's that?
They do say new photo, and I have gone down there, but you have to click in to register. I said, well, I'm not paying $18 to see myself.
Is it a real nude photo of you?
I don't know. I haven't paid $18.
Oh, wow. We'll pay the $18.
On your webpage?
Not on mine.
Oh, you mean on another webpage?
Another web.
Well, tell me what that web address is.
It goes actresses, and then you push on it, and then they give the list.
Did you ever pose for a nude photo?
That I remember.
Oh, hey, that's leaving the door open.
We've got all these ways to put heads on other boobs.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
That'd be a good body. Yeah.
Johnny, you never did any nude photos that we could buy, did you?
No.
No, okay. Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, get out of here.
Get out of here, kids.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Nice.
See you.
Nice meeting
you. Tomorrow.
Bye, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right.
Now.
There you go.
Well, Letterman on her. Kiss her hand.
Yeah.
There they go. Buffy. Sorry, Buffy. No, Joey.
No. Buffy's the dead one.
Yeah, Sissy, Jody.
Jody and Sissy.
Zippy, you know, all the kids.
You know, I'm so embarrassed when anybody goes. I'm going to tell you why I'm embarrassed. First, I'm embarrassed because we have one goddamn microphone for two people to come in.
Thanks, guys.
And second, on the press release, it says Kathy Carver.
All right, Rob. Rob, I give you your props. That was not your fault.
It says it on the press release.
Kathy
that
Carver.
The publicist gave us.
Yeah, nice job.
Kathy freaking Garver.
It's bad. Yeah, way to go. You know, you might want to get, you know, it is show business. You might want to get the name right. They were very nice. She was terminally perky.
No, they were nice people. I like meeting people I've seen on TV.
I'm just looking at her film credits on her website here, and she was in The Ten Commandments, Billy Madison, and Arnold's movie, Jingle All the Way.
Oh, we should have asked her about that.
It's too bad. They're gone now. They're rapidly getting into their cab.
Nice jugs.
She did have very nice breasts.
Nice jugs.
Very large, beautiful breasts.
Incredible. Yeah, she looked good.
Showing a little cleavage, too.
Yeah, she did.
Which is always nice. And just, the, you know, the website was just as perky, too. Pink with flowers.
Little flowers.
Oh, there's the photo gallery.
That's the whole photo gallery.
There's a recent photo of her with Johnny.
Is that Johnny's kid?
Johnny. I think that's a doll in front of him.
Beasley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's Mrs. Beasley. That was Buffy's doll.
Remember?
Mike, so that's a toy. It's a child's toy.
So that kind of... That kind of substitutes for Jody, I guess. That's very nice. They bring the doll along, and, you know, people can...
Sign remember. My guest book.
Okay, I'll sign the guest book. Hold on.
Signed, Satan. Look at how cute that is. What's next to all the writing? Are those little flower pot?
It says photo gallery, related links, email Kathy, sign my guest book. Oh my God, this is embarrassing. What? We are only the 923rd hit on this webpage. It has a counter.
What's the website? We'll change that in with what is the name?
www.kathygarver.com.
Garver with a G.
And right. Kathy with a K.
Right.
You should leave a message. Buffy.
Is it Kathy with a K or Kathy with a C?
Kathy with a K.
Kathy with a K.
K.
Hey.
Hey.
I swear to God. This is the worst radio station to work at because the equipment is no good.
It's all old.
The publicity people are no good. And the computer, what I'm waiting for now, I clicked on sign my guest book.
You know, we don't have a lot of guests on this show, but I tell you, when we do have guests, it would be nice to have a facility where they could come in and feel comfortable. And at least when we get some big shots in here where we could feel like we had a nice place.
I tell you that Jody, though, didn't mind, you know, having to snuggle up to Sissy.
No. They had a kinetic energy going. They really did.
Yeah, I bet at one point he got something off her.
What was the age difference? What is the age difference? Mm-hmm. It's big, isn't it?
10 years, maybe.
Yeah, maybe seven.
Really? Only 10 years? He was about 7 or 8 on that show, and she's about 16, I think.
So back when he was, when he started drinking, when he was 7 on the show.
With Uncle Beale. I'm going to have to just send her email on my own from my own computer.
Send her a personal note from your private stationery, floral stationery.
Okay, email Kathy. Cannot send mail. No program is set up to send mail using internet. Well, that's great.
Welcome to the web.
That's great.
No, it's not the web.
All right, yeah. Just go back.
They still make Mrs. Beasley?
Now we went back to KathyCarver.com. Some bitch from Charlotte that has a Remax real estate website.
You
want to
leave her a message?
Yeah, okay. I want to leave her a message.
All right.
Feedback. Go to feedback. Click feedback. Okay. Here we go. Okay. All right, we'll leave her a message. Hold on now.
All right.
Hold on. How do I do this? No, this thing is just a...
Okay.
Dear Kathy, I like to pop balloons with my bare ass while I have a... Giant.
Oh, no.
Oh dear. Okay.
B-R-E. Can you sell space me a house?
Ken Stevens.
Your friend. Ken Stevens. The balloon man.
The balloon man.
And then send message.
Right.
There you go. Well.
Okay. And it's off.
And it's sent.
Fantastic.
You must enter your name. Oh, Jesus.
This is
a mess.
You got to do so much these days.
Enter name.
Up there in the space.
Balloon.
Man. Balloon man. That's fine.
You must supply a valid email address or phone.
See, right. That's where she gets you.
That's how they get you.
800.
Is it an address or a phone number?
Okay. And send. Okay, send.
There it is.
Done. All right.
The
balloon man. All Ken right. Stevens, the balloon man.
We got to do a break. We'll be right back.
Again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.